her foot and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's got that foot
thing. She was almost in tears. I felt so depressed.
Hey,
thrown around.
More info coming in at YV from Queens. I heard Scott Farrell, who does mornings here in New York for us, talking about some stinking, dirty woman sleeping at NEW.
What is it, the flop house? Another stinking, dirty woman in the lobby?
And Farrell busted in on me on Friday night, and then I don't think she was there on Friday, though. I only got this on Saturday. And then the worst part, the thing that made me feel the worst about the whole thing was that she's sleeping out there. It's all bright. And I'm walking in and out, and I see her, like, finally doze off. And then Piazza actually calls me and says, hey, I'm going to stop by for a little bit. So I go to let him in that side door, and Patty's sound asleep. So I'm figuring, well, you know, leave her be, you know, whatever. So we walk in, and then as Mike leaves, like, 45 minutes later, he goes out the door. And as I walk back in, I see a little notebook on the top of the reception desk, this frayed-up notebook with a handwritten post-it from Patty saying, would you mind having Mike Piazza sign my autograph book to cure my depression?
So she's begging for autographs as she's squatting in our studios. We have a squatter here in our studios. Patty has decided she's going to take up residence here.
But Ann, I suspect she was faking sleep the whole time because her eyes were shut. I don't know when she did this.
Maritza, when did she leave?
I don't know. She left by the time I came in on Sunday night, and then she came back Sunday night to sleep.
So she's going out.
She's coming in and out.
And going about her business.
I told her, why doesn't she work at McDonald's anymore? She's like, oh, I only work one day out of the week.
I work one day a week because of my foot, and I need a place to live.
She's sleeping under the stairs.
Yep.
I'm the creature under the stairs. Like a troll.
I told Patty about the autograph book. I told her, don't feel bad. Actually,
I like little Harry Potter.
I was going to say,
Stalker Potter.
Stalker Potter.
But she said you guys stuck up for her, that she was really indebted to you guys.
Indebted? We got her thrown out of her place, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, my God.
She kept telling me that Rory from the Ron and Fez show told her that it was okay to come sleep at the station anytime.
Rory, the owner of NEW?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I called Rory, and I asked him, I was like, hey, Rory, you know, I don't want this to be my ass if this isn't cool. Did you tell her this? And he's like, well, not really, dude, but 2 days ago she stayed at my girlfriend's house.
She's sleeping under the stairs.
Oh, my good gosh.
All right.
I need a place.
Hey, Eddie, did Piazza sign for her?
Well, no, because we didn't see the book until after he left.
All I wanted to know.
Good. You should have signed it, Eddie.
Yeah, you should have signed it. Kill yourself and then just forge his name.
Well, I said to her, when she kind of woke up, I said, Patty, I didn't see the book until after Mike left, and I walked back in. We didn't see it. And she's like, that's okay. Something for next time.
Did Piazza throw her a dollar and tell her how much she could get on 10-10-220? with that buck? A buck don't get you much these days, Mike.
All right, hold on. Stalker Patty's checking in.
Ah, good. Thank God.
Yeah. Stalker Patty.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Yeah.
I have to make this very brief.
Why?
Well, I'm in a women's shelter, and I checked myself in to stay here a few days, and I can continue to look for lodging. Yep, and I already saw somebody from public assistance this morning, and I have an activated card, and I'll get food stamps and everything. So anyway, that's basically what's happening with me.
Hey, wait a minute. You're living at a shelter now?
Yes, in Brooklyn. It was the only resort that I had.
Well, resort is probably the wrong word.
Very funny.
How is it, Patty? How is the place?
It's going to be very rough, okay?
Why?
I'm not used to this sort of an arrangement.
What's the arrangement?
There's a lot of tough women in there, right? With serious problems.
Are you ready to join a gang?
Yeah, have they beat you in yet?
No.
Tattoo the gimps?
I was sleeping under the stairs?
It was fine. They were very good to let me do that. It was very nice of them.
And James is saying she's like Spot in the Munsters.
Here, Patty. Patty! Where's Patty, Lily? You can't stay there, Patty. I won't let you. I won't. Now you can stay upstairs with Eddie. Patty.
Yes?
What's the scene there at the shelter? Paint me a picture.
Well, they took my picture. They finger-imaged me. I get my bed at 10 o'clock. I'm just going to
wait. Now, wait a minute. Your bed. Do you have your own room?
Wait.
No, I don't have my own room.
Back up.
Yes?
Whose finger imaging you?
One of the workers here.
They printed you?
Yes.
And then they take your picture?
Yes.
And they give you a bed in a big barracks type thing?
Sort of. I don't know. That's like 3-4 people to a room.
3 or 4 people. Are they all black?
No. All mixed.
Yeah. And has anybody given you any lip yet?
No, not at all. I did. I had to come into the office to use a phone because when I went to the 2 pay phones, they were like, people were like on it and they could be on those phones a long time. So it's only 2 phones in the whole place.
Hey, Patty, make sure you duct tape up your areas.
Yeah, duct tape yourself, Patty. No, serious.
I know.
You know how they are there?
They do things when you're sleeping.
The employees will ravage you or the some of the inmates over there.
Well, I'll watch myself.
You ever see Caged Heat? You ever see Caged Heat?
No.
Yeah, the girl got it with a broom handle.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
Hold on.
To
Blind
me.
Dave wants in. Blind Dave, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, listen. I've been on your show a bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
Have I ever told you, I'm blind and I'm broke and I don't have a place to stay?
No. You don't really like Star Capacity, do you, Blind Dave?
I've been breaking my ass trying to find a job, and there's people out there that can work, unless she's a complete retard.
Well,
and I'm
Patty,
not without a place to live. I'm living on Social Security. I'm not on welfare, and I don't get food stamps, and I can't even see to do my work anymore.
Patty, why?
Pisses me off.
Why aren't you working so you can afford a place to live like a normal human being?
Well, because my job is sales, and you have to stand on your feet 6 hours a day or
so
more,
why,
and I can't do that.
Didn't you understand, Patty?
Well, Dave is blind, man.
Dave's blind.
He doesn't have any time for this crap.
Patty.
Yes. Get it over with.
Didn't you understand that if you had your foot repaired, that you were going to be out of work and you didn't know what you were going to do?
No, I was too much of a retard to figure it out.
No, that's not what it's about. Now, they are letting
get
me work.
Get over yourself. Poor me. I don't have rent. I'm going to be kicked out of my place.
Oh, that wasn't the reason why I was kicked out.
You said that repeatedly. How many places?
She got kicked out and then couldn't even be in the country.
I'm broke and I'm blind. I get Social Security. You know why? Because I worked and paid into it.
Well, okay.
Maybe you got
people like you, you're just sitting there sucking friggin' welfare.
Well, no. Not exactly. Just to help me out now and try to find a place.
You're a loser.
Patty, when do you think you're going to be able to find a place?
I don't know. I'm going to work with a caseworker tomorrow. And
what are they going to decide how much money you're going to be able to dole out from the taxpayers of this great city?
Taxpayers can pay for her to sit on her ass.
Well, no, don't get me wrong.
We're running out of time.
Are you still going to work, Patty?
Saw Adam
Ferrara
Saturday, killed.
Oh, cool. Well, you can't
see him. You heard him.
You heard him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was there.
All right.
Hey, Patty, how long did you stay there on Sunday? Did you stay there right through the next night?
Right. No, I just stayed overnight Sunday, then left and came back again 9:30 at night. Right. I had to get my stuff into storage.
Listen.
Oh, God.
All right, listen, this is an ongoing thing. We'll talk to Patty tomorrow. Eddie, thanks for calling in.
All right, guys.
Bye,
right.
Ed.
Patty? Patty?
Yes, I'll sweet, stop in tomorrow.
Sweet dreams, Patty.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Patty, you know who you can call?
Who?
Janet.
That's horrible.
You! You guys are stuck in it. You should help her.
Shut up, you twat.
You make fun of her all the time.
Eat
and the only
me.
Reason why it's entertaining is because you're not total a-holes about it.
You know what, Janet? I have to agree with you on this one.
You're being vicious and nasty. You know, she's obviously mentally impaired.
Retard is the word you're looking for. She's
yes, and you know what? It's not funny when you really screw with the retarded and they're homeless.
Hysterical.
It's not hysterical. It's terrible. And it's funnier when you help her and then you make fun of her. I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm just saying it's awful.
Well, we're dishing out another $906 to her during our softball game. So
you can't leave her homeless, though. That's horrendous. No, it's disgusting. She's sleeping under the stairs. That's vicious and horrible. You're all going to hell. Bad. You're on the express bus.
All right, bye, Janet.
Goodbye.
All right, well, there's a lot of people calling with places for Pat.
All
so.
Right.
So you can feel better about yourselves. And there you'll
so how long was she in? When did she finally get out?
She was in there for one day.
No, when she was a kid. She didn't know what happened.
Oh, no, she like bounced around foster home to foster home until she finally...
What's she bugging out about?
Earl, what's up?
Earl, what's up, Hammer? What is he doing?
What's up there, Earl? You find her funny?
What?
No, Opie just said something really, really funny.
What'd you say?
Over everybody's head.
I missed it.
I said there's five or six people offering her places to live so you can feel better about yourself in Radio Land.
It's like a dog. Just drive her out to like a farm and let her out like 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Dark.
What's that?
Drop her off in the woods. Drop her in the woods like the kid from AI.
It seems nice. Hi, Mr. Howling Monkey. How are you tonight? I don't understand. I'm getting bit by mosquitoes. Hi, Mr. Elephant. This is my best bunny, Robert. Hey, look at the security guard swinging from the tree. Thank God I have this.
Ah, that poor woman.
Everyone's picking up on this. Paul E. from Lawrence. Life must really stink when a blind guy tells you your life sucks.
Blind Dave, he's the guy, though, man.
Wait, we got the guy that...
You know he's totally blind. He actually, for our show, went to Connecticut and got his driver's license. He had someone with him that they had a whole scam going where he walked up to the counter and the girl had told him what lines to read and stuff for the eye thing.
Yeah, the codes behind
and he said that he had glasses, but he left them so could she just point to the line where he's got a sign. And like he bumped her finger and just signed his name. And there it was. He brought back to this show a photograph, license to drive
in Connecticut.
And he is 100% blind.
Stop.
Salute Connecticut.
Or stop. Here's Eddie, the guy that offered Patty the place.
Oh, cool. Eddie.
Eddie. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening, man? You're the guy.
Yeah, I'm retired trucker.
You're not lying. Oh, God.
What are you doing? Say retired trucker?
No, retired trucker.
Loading up and trucking.
We're going to do what they say can be done.
And,
hey, Patty. Hey, Patty. Won't you hop up in the sleeper?
She'll have her own room with a TV and everything.
All right. How old, gentlemen, are you?
Excuse me?
How old, gentlemen, are you?
I'm 44.
44? You're retired?
How old are you?
Yes, I put in my 20 years and I got out.
Bravo.
Are you married?
Separated.
Uh-huh.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Dude, he sounds like he's like 3'8".
Eddie?
Yeah.
Do you have any ulterior motives with Patty?
No.
Because
my wife and daughter, we're trying to get back together, and I would never ruin that.
Oh, so you're trying to hook back up with your
family.
Yes,
but I want to do this for Patty because I know what these shelters are.
Oh, you've been there?
No, I have cousins on the force, and they talk about them all the time.
Yeah.
So, Patty, how long were you in the how long were you in the that place?
No, I was never in the place.
Great. You want to suck face? Can I see your stinker? I have to be a trucker. You want to dry hum?
I work out of New York City.
You do?
Yeah, I got kids and everything.
So you're not going to try anything?
No. She'll have a safe, good night's sleep.
What about things like access to a kitchen and bathroom?
She has a kitchen. There's a bathroom.
And her own TV?
Yep. She has her own TV in the living room. I'll stay in my daughter's room and watch my daughter's TV.
I'll keep the door open just a crack so I can play my donkey and watch Patty go wee-wee in my bathroom.
This isn't the Eddie that does the mail here.
No, but she's more than welcome, you know, because I feel very sorry. And I met her at the big-ass fight thing with Ron and Fez, and she was a very nice woman towards me.
Sounds like Arnie.
No, you're a trucker, though. You're a trucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I work for Airborne Overnight Courier.
Your daughter lives with you?
No.
Oh,
but she sleeps over an awful lot.
No.
She's not allowed to anymore.
But I got her a bathroom and everything. That's why I figured I hooked up Patty, you know?
No, Eddie.
Yeah.
Are you giving Patty your room?
I'm giving Patty my bedroom.
Oh, my God. And where are you going to sleep?
I'll sleep in my daughter's room.
But your daughter isn't there?
No.
Now, why don't you just give Patty your daughter's room?
Well, because I've been used to sleeping and
Eddie, what? Say it. Don't spray it.
Because I used to. I'm sorry. Let me wipe that off your face.
Now, Eddie.
There's a little dribble underneath your eye. Hold
Eddie,
on.
Eddie.
Why do you sleep in your daughter's room?
Well, because I got the stereo there, and I got the TV there, and I got the DVD there, so.
The DVD there.
Yeah, the DVD there. So.
Yeah.
Got my DVD there. I got my box of tissues right under where I need them, just in case a good channel comes on. Because this week I just got Bravo. And once in a while, really good Bravo is on. Then I got my tissues locked and loaded. I'm ready to go. The patio went dry. I'm a drunker, you're homeless, let's do it. Hold on, let me go to my daughter's room. If you fold the corners of the pillow together, so it looks like a hiney.
Anthony.
Yeah, Eddie.
I think with all this crap I did all my life, maybe this will give me a gold star to get up to heaven, you know?
You know something? It might.
What's some of the crap you did in your life there, Eddie?
I don't even want to go through it.
Eddie, this is like, you know what our show
Eddie,
is like?
Eddie, where can we find the body?
Our show is giving people salvation. It's a place to vent. Eddie, give us one example of something that you would like this to maybe counteract in your life.
Give us one thing you did.
Murder.
Good night, everybody.
Are you there?
We're here, Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie?
Yes.
That's very noble now that maybe you want to take care of somebody.
But that was an accident. The guy was just going on and on about something. I didn't like him. So then he brought it up again. So I took my steak knife out and just slid it right in his face and his penis and right in his gut. And then I danced in his blood. And it's over and done with.
Eddie?
Yes.
What?
That was a long time ago.
What?
That was the first one, though. The second one was a lot sloppier.
Eddie, what happened?
I used to live with a murderer.
I couldn't zap him.
Eddie,
right
what
off.
Happened? And how did you pay your debt to society?
A bad drug deal went down.
A drug deal went down. So at the time, you were probably doing drugs, maybe?
No, I wasn't doing that. Oh. I was there for security.
All right, you were there for security for somebody that was dealing in drugs.
Yes.
And I guess somebody tried to screw somebody over.
Right.
What happened was he said he was going to give me some marijuana, right? And I wanted to impress his chick. So I said, all right, I'm going to drive down Rockaway and get some good marijuana. So I finished driving my truck. I went down and bought a pot and there were ants in it. It wasn't real marijuana, so I shot him.
And I'm satisfied. We checked them out.
No, stop. I'm captivated. Eddie.
Yes.
So you're security for your buddy, right?
Yes.
Now, at the time, are you a big guy, a big truck driver guy?
I'm 5'11", 240.
Well, were you armed in any way?
Yes.
With a firearm?
Yes.
And what happened? The deal went bad.
And I just went blazing.
You went blazing. How? And you shot the other drug dealer guy?
Both of them.
Did you shoot the guy you were with?
No.
You shot two drug dealer guys.
I shot the other two animals.
And did you kill them both?
Yes.
So double murder. What happened now? How did this play out in court?
It never played out in court.
Why?
It never arose.
Wait a minute.
You never get caught.
No, you never got caught.
No,
nope.
I got caught. It was so simple. I buried the two guys right under, you know where the swamp is in New Jersey? Where the toll booths are? They're both right there, but people are so stupid. I put them there like 2 years ago. I buried them. It's easy.
Eddie.
Yes.
Hey, pal. Eddie, what happened with the bodies?
I threw gasoline on them. I burnt them.
All right. So
and they were, you know, they weren't They were of colored folks, so we don't need...
Were they black guys, Eddie?
I think they were Colombians.
Colombian drug guys killed and then threw gas on them and burnt them.
Yes.
What year did this go down, Eddie?
77.
Oh, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wait, how old a guy are you?
44.
So you were...
I was just out of high school.
Just out of high school. What happened with your buddy?
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
We still keep in touch.
You do? You do? You talk about old times?
Yeah.
Hey, remember those Colombians we barbecued?
It's that Tony Montana says, I don't like Colombians.
Now, Eddie, yeah. did they find these burnt up shot Colombians?
No, because we went back the next day and we picked up all the pieces and we scattered them all over New York.
But where was it that it was so out of the way that no one noticed for a day?
East New York.
Eddie, are you lying?
No, I would not lie about something like this, Anthony. I mean, I'm sweating like hell right now.
Is this the first time you've discussed this?
besides the priest, you, and my wife, that's about it.
Now, Eddie,
would you kiss me if I wear this scarf? He fell for it. He totally fell for it.
Hey, is this the only thing in your life that
I have, yes, I ever did wrong, yes.
So after that, you went clean?
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
I don't believe him.
I can't, the story is too amazing.
It is pretty.
To believe at face value, but then again, Eddie.
Yes.
Why, I gotta ask you, I know, because I asked you, but why are you choosing this forum to confess for double murder?
Well, I've been seeing the shrink, and she said I should talk about it and get it off my shoulders. Maybe it would help me. So,
Eddie?
Yes?
You do realize there's no statute of limitations on murder.
I know. I don't give a crap.
And do you know that confessing to a murder can open you up right now to be arrested for it and tried for it?
If they could find the body part.
Well,
did you see Scarface? Remember when I said, your womb is so polluted I can't even have a baby with you? That's what I said to the stupid Dominican, and he put this dopey grin on his face, and I shot him! It was hilarious.
First thing I want to do right now is, if you could please bring back in Maddie.
I love that movie.
Hey, I think we got to finally show responsibility for the first time on our radio show.
So this...
Eddie.
Yeah,
it's serious.
You, you're absolutely telling the truth.
And Eddie, no one's after you for doing this?
No.
Yeah, what happened? Like, no one came after you and tried to, like...
They didn't think, they only wanted him to go by himself, and I ended up being a second guy inside an abandoned building with a long-range rifle, and I take the guy off.
What happened that made you think, uh-oh, my friend's in danger, I gotta shoot these guys?
Well, because I grew up with him, and I know what kind of people these are. They would shoot up 30 people to get one person.
So you didn't see any sign of danger? You just decided to take it upon yourself to shoot the guys?
Yep.
And hey, Patty?
Yeah?
Patty's in the studio.
Hey, Patty, how you doing? We got your new landlord on the phone.
We checked him out. He seems fine.
Seems like a good enough guy, man.
You'll have a good time with Eddie, all right?
Okay.
When are you starting to live with him?
Oh, I don't know yet. I was just about to call him back.
Hey, Eddie, when can she move in with you?
She can move in tonight if you want.
Well, the house tonight, Patty.
I'll start cleaning up the place a little.
What's there to clean up, Eddie?
Oh, I just got just papers on a floor.
Okay. And you've been married and you have a child?
Yeah, 23 years.
And your wife knows about this?
Yeah.
And Patty knows where you live?
Yeah.
Patty.
In Queens.
Ah, Queens.
Yeah, I gave her the address.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go, Queens.
It's accessible on the M train, right?
M is the Michael.
Oh, the M. Okay.
Eddie.
Yes.
You're not worried that this information might lead to your arrest?
No.
Why aren't you worried about that?
Because they'll never find the parts.
But you know something?
Patty,
have you been listening to the show?
I was on the phone.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, there's a little something about Eddie. just a little something, Patty.
We think you might have killed Bugs Bunny.
Do you like softball, Patty? That's when you take human parts and you throw them up and you smack them and see how far they'll go in the river. I'll show you.
Patty?
Yeah?
You ever watch The Shining?
Yeah.
God, Doc, I just grabbed his arm just
a
little.
I've seen The Shining.
Patty, wait. Patty, when you see I'm working in here, Patty, stay the away from me.
Eddie?
Yes?
Why are you so confident that they're not going to find any of the body parts?
Yeah.
Because I know what I did with them, and they'll never find them.
Like, what'd you do?
I put them in, you ever see the meat trucks that come by once every 2 weeks to pick up the meat and the bones?
Oh, the big dumpster things that pick up the grease and the bones from the meat packing district?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those. I just saw one the other day. It was disgusting. Big lump of fat hanging out the back.
Wait, this really goes on?
Oh, yeah, the trucks down in the meat packing district. Yeah. They go and, there's special waste removal trucks that take the grease and fat from the meatpacking district.
And the bones.
And the bones. And Eddie?
Yes?
How did you utilize that?
I divided them up into 6 bags and dropped the bag here, drop a bag there.
All over the tri-state area or just Manhattan?
Inside the truck. And they get boiled, and they make Jell-O out of it.
That's something you don't expect to get in some Jell-O. Here's where the fun starts. It's some Colombian-tasting Jell-O. Come here, try some, Rudy.
And there was no evidence left behind at the site where you killed the guys?
Just blood.
Just blood. And it was in a warehouse in East New York?
Yeah. An abandoned warehouse.
An abandoned warehouse. Well, there aren't many working ones there. In East New York?
Yes.
You don't remember the street or nothing?
Off Pennsylvania Avenue.
Off Pennsylvania Avenue in East New York.
Mm-hmm.
A warehouse. Hmm. And what was it like on the...
It's probably still abandoned. You think it's still abandoned? You ever drive by going, that's where I took care of them Colombians.
Yeah, you ever drive past there? Or?
No, I don't even go towards that neighborhood anymore.
No. And Eddie, you're absolutely not effing with us. And Patty, this is the Eddie, right? He's the same guy that you talked to about the play. She's white. Look how.
I'm not sure. Are you?
Yes, I am, Patty. Remember I told you I took the 2 pictures of the black guys next to you and let's make an Oreo cookie?
I spoke to, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You really killed somebody?
2 people, Patty.
Well, it was them or my friend.
Yeah, but...
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like a deal was going down, Eddie.
Yeah.
And you took it upon yourself to shoot their heads off.
Yeah, but they were dirty Colombians.
Right. I'll give you that. Jesus.
Come on.
Patty? How you doing? You feel all right? You look a little pale. Look at her face.
Patty, believe me, I am harmless.
Okay.
Patty, I can see you in the morning.
Say hello to my little friend.
Patty. Patty, wake up. Patty.
Oh, hi, good morning.
You said you'd bring me down, and you whore.
Patty?
Yeah?
It was years ago. It was 1977.
I wonder if there's an unsolved crime from 1977 that happened in East New York.
You never heard about any missing persons being followed for these guys?
Really about something like that.
Well, because Colombians don't even count as people, so what's the big deal?
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
No missing persons came from this, or...
I don't care. I don't know. Maybe they came right from Colombia. Who the hell knows?
And it was in 1977.
The year after I graduated. I graduated in 76.
And you know the guy that you did this with is still around? What's his first name? Don't give too many details. You're right. You're right, Eddie. Don't go overboard now and tell us what caliber the weapon was. Do you still keep a gun, Eddie?
I have 6 guns, all legal.
All legal. Any handguns?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're able to get a handgun license? I guess that was from your...
My wife has a handgun license, too.
And I think she should keep that updated.
Teddy, right before I have orgasm, I'm going to stick my rifle in your balloon knot. You ready?
Eddie, do you still have the murder weapon?
Excuse me?
Do you still have the murder weapon?
No.
You got rid of that?
I cut that up in pieces.
Smart. Now, where's that?
All over Brooklyn.
Interesting.
All right. So, Patty, you going there tonight?
Patty, tonight you can move right in. It's okay. It was years ago, and it was only two Colombians that he blew their heads off, and he's only got six guns.
Well, this is a short ride. What do you have to go, like Astoria?
Yeah.
No, it's not Astoria. It's called Ridgewood, Queens. It's on the M-Train.
The M-Train.
Evans and Michael.
There's no M-Train.
There's an M-Train as in Michael.
Oh, okay. Hey, any other crimes you've committed?
No.
Hey, Paramount. Damn me to hell for mentioning that.
I was more afraid of my friend losing his life. That was the whole thing.
Right, so you were afraid that your friend would lose his life and...
I was his backup.
And you were his backup.
It was in self-defense. I said, hi. I said, I'm Mike.
And you were a kid.
This is my friend. And they said, I'm Julio and I'm Angelo. Show is over.
There's a guy on Pennsylvania Avenue right now looking at abandoned buildings.
Well, he probably wouldn't find it, right, Eddie?
Hey, no. They have guns and stuff? Do they have weapons?
So there's no evidence around at all, huh?
No. We did a very thorough cleanup.
Did they pull guns on you?
They pulled a gun on my friend, and when I took him out.
Some guy named Eduardo was saying you killed his brother.
Come on.
This guy, he killed my brother, man. I thought I'm out of my head.
But Patty's more than... she's more than... I don't know what the word to say. She's more than welcome to come here.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
What month was that in 77?
It was the month of the Son of Sam.
What, like the summer that Son of Sam was?
Yep.
Remember a month like...
He killed his first victim in Forest Park, and this went down the following week. So the city was running around, you know, all screwed up.
Right.
Were you a copycat murderer?
No.
He had a reason for it. Not like Son of Sam was a coup.
I just planned for it for the worst scenario.
So you brought the rifle with you, and then your friend was supposed to be alone, so you took up a position somewhere.
Right.
And when your friend met the other guys, you saw he was threatened, and you shot two guys?
Yes.
Before they got a shot off?
Yes.
Were you a Marine?
No. Just a good shot.
What kind of rifle was it?
I have an M1.
It was an M1?
Yes. Semi-carbine.
Right. Did they die quick?
I don't know, but we packed them up in bags and we got them the hell out of there.
Where'd you burn them?
Where'd you find the bags?
So you packed them?
I can't believe it, but there's two bags here. Perfect.
Two bags. That's what you needed.
Well, where did you burn them?
I'd rather not say.
Why not?
Because what if they might find an inkling of something or other?
The forensics, they can't figure stuff out like that nowadays.
Not with plastic.
All right, Cross Bay.
No.
Cross Bay, what?
In the marsh. You know where the tall leaves and the stems off?
So you burnt the guy in the marsh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You burnt both of them in a marsh.
Mm-hmm.
In Cross Bay. And then you collected up their...
Their goodies. And then we took a ride around Manhattan just flipping them out the window.
But in bags?
But I thought you went to the meat truck.
I thought I was crazy when I went chicken wing throwing when I was like 17. I saw some raw chicken wings.
But Eddie, your story's falling apart. I thought you went to the meat truck.
Yeah, we went to the meat truck for the big pieces, but the smaller pieces we were flipping out the truck. Out the car, I should say.
I think the guy's harmless.
No way.
This sounds good to me, Patty. This sounds like a keeper. At least he's not a bitch like that woman you were living with. Who doesn't have a few ghosts in the closet?
You know something? Right. Me and my brother once went into a stationery store right around the corner from my grandmother's house. I think I was about 8. My brother was 9 or 10. And loaded up our pockets with bubble gum. And as we walked out, the guy said, "Hey, what's in your pockets?" You know what we did? We ran. We ran. So I, you know, Eddie, I understand you do certain things when you're younger, but it doesn't make you a bad person, Patty.
He's very faithful with his friend.
Hey, Eddie, Tom wants to talk to you. Tom?
Okay.
And it sounds like you're sorry.
You guys sound like you're sorry.
Yeah, Tom?
Yes.
How are you?
Tom, you're on the phone with Eddie,
the guy that has just confessed to murdering 2 people.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Okay. Are you a police officer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, how you doing today, Eddie?
All right.
We're not feeling any funny facts telling the story?
No.
Okay, Eddie. Eddie, could I ask you to come down somewhere for me?
No, sir.
No, sir, huh? Okay. Well, good talking to you, Eddie. Thanks
all right.
a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Eddie?
What?
What happens if something happens now where the police want to ask you questions?
They have nothing to find.
What yeah, but
ask me.
Yeah, right? But they can they can ask you a lot of questions.
They did already.
When?
About 4 years ago.
Why is that?
Why would they ask you?
Because this guy came up missing, and they knew he was a friend of my friend, and.
This was something else, Eddie?
Yeah.
That your friend was involved in?
Yeah.
Were you involved in it?
No.
No, but they knew that you were his friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And was this guy murdered?
No.
No. And was your friend responsible for it? For whatever did happen to this guy?
I really don't think so.
No.
I have no idea.
But you were brought in and they never brought up the 2 Colombian guys?
Nope.
Eddie, are you, like, delusional?
No. Someone, I don't even take aspirin.
Someone is saying that there's no M1 semi-carbine.
There is an M1 carbine.
Yeah. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Standard issue a while back.
Well, Eddie,
It was standard issue during the World War II for parajumpers.
Very old rifle.
All right, I got to get going because I'm afraid.
Eddie.
Yes.
Hey, do me a favor, man. Not for nothing, I could really make detective off of this one.
She's dang.
That's
Tom.
Genius.
God damn you, Tom. That's funny.
I'll think about it on my deathbed.
That is genius.
All right. Well, what you got to go. You're a little scared now, Eddie?
A little.
Maybe you said a little too much?
Yeah, well, a little.
Eddie, you do realize that odds are... I'm going to put it this way to you. Odds are someone's going to be coming to talk to you.
I know that.
But I wouldn't worry. I'd hang and,
I won't.
Get all baked out.
And
grab a gun and start firing at the walls.
And I'll just give you a call.
All right, we're giving Patty...
Play bongos naked.
We're giving Patty some money for a cab, so
okay,
she'll be over in about an hour.
Like, yeah.
It's Fresh Pond Road Stop.
There you
all
go.
Right, Fresh Pond Road Stop off of the M train.
Hey, Pat.
M as in murder,
Michael.
Patty.
Hey, Michael.
Eddie?
Yes?
Just in case someone shows up at your door, can you call us real fast?
Sure.
All right, everyone. That's
all right, take it easy.
All right, Eddie, you take care, Eddie.
I will.
Keep your hammer dry.
All right, bye-bye.
Eddie, you're not mad at us, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Good. Eddie, who's your pals?
O and A.
Yeah!
Take your shirt off. You got.
All right, Eddie, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, bye.
Sooner than you think.
Okay.
And by the way, Eddie, thank you for staying on the phone until 5:20 and later, because if that isn't a 5:20 bit.
Holy
God. Dude, when he said murder, I fell down.
I took my headphones off, threw them, and was like, no.
I fell down.
I really don't think he would hurt me.
No, Patty.
No.
Stop it.
Are you kidding me?
You go.
I bet
you're
a good dancer.
You go, girl.
I bet he's a real good dancer.
I think the guy got all his aggression out. He's
fine. It was back in 77. I mean, how, you know.
It's like a long time ago.
Right, he's got a new life. He seems responsible because he was able to retire at such an early age.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
Dave. He's listening to the radio.
Yo, yeah.
Dave, last chance.
What's up?
Dave.
Hey, Ass Monkey. Don't make us send Eddie over your house.
Well, this part of the bit will be cut out when we do best of. Thanks, Dave.
Nice.
Dave was going to say, I'll never eat Jell-O again.
Yes.
Which I think a lot of people are thinking right
now.
All right, we're going to break for a while.
Stinky?
I don't give a... We're going to have to catch up a little bit, so we'll break for a little while.
And take a couple of calls that are on the line here, I see.
Yeah, we'll take a few calls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, who's up for Eddie Cribbs?
I think we might be seeing that on tonight's news.
Yeah, we got. Well, we have some phone calls to. To take. So why don't we take a break here? Anyway?
Why don't we, Opie? Why don't we,
Eddie? If anyone shows up at your house, just give us a call. Okay?
Give us a little call.
All right.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Sorry about that, but we had to make up for some lost time. Yeah, we didn't take a break for quite a while there. We did about an hour and a half of straight radio. So. Wow. Phones are going crazy. We're trying to talk to everybody. We're not blowing anyone off, trust me. Darren, what's going on?
Oh my God, guys. Seriously, I don't know if that was a bit or not, but I just missed my goddamn flight because of you guys. No, seriously, like, you know what? It's kind of ironic, though, that when President Reagan calls in, Anthony's usually out of the studio.
Yeah.
When some psycho calls in, Norton's gone.
Norton
isn't here today, though.
Norton isn't here today. Darren, what I can tell you is this. The guy is either very delusional, or we just talked to a guy that admitted to murdering two people.
Yeah.
That is it. It's
well,
no
whatever
bad.
It was. It was damn good radio. That's for sure, boys.
If that's Norton, he's beyond brilliant.
Yeah.
Beyond.
You missed your flight, though, Darren?
I was leaving out of Boston. I'm, hitting traffic out there. So, I parked my car, I got it on, totally lost track of time. The next thing I look, I'm running inside. They said it's too late, for security, especially in Boston. You can't do much.
Well, yeah.
But, hell, it was worth it, that's for sure.
All right. Thank you, Darren.
Later.
Yeah, that crack security down there at Logan Airport. Day late and a dollar in two buildings short.
Our listeners,
bastards.
Our listeners are hilarious. Iceman from Jersey. How long before Andrew Gore has a picture of himself laying in the bed where Patty was murdered in her sleep?
Andrew. Yeah, maybe Andrew knows this guy.
And then Keith from Highland. Hey, I was wondering, does Eddie play softball?
You want him in the draft?
And then Errol from New Jersey. I know who the son of Sam is. It's effing Eddie. Sam is his goddamn father. M is for murder. Eddie is stupid. We're trying to call Eddie back.
Wow.
We're having no luck, though. We have a weapons expert on the line. You know, there might be people just tuning in, Anthony.
Yeah.
You want it real fast?
Well, we were talking to Stalker Patty. Of course, she doesn't have a place to live. She left the shelter because the conditions weren't to her liking. And she was offered a place to live by this gentleman named Eddie. And, Eddie called us up. We spoke with him a little while, and he said
very fond of Dominican.
He said for some reason he was letting Patty stay at the house, and maybe it'll make up for some horrible things he did in the past. So we kind of egged him on a little, and he told us what those horrible things were: double murder of two Colombian drug dealers back in 1977. He says that he was with his friend on a drug deal.
That was going bad.
That went bad, and he shot two Colombians and killed them, and they then put them in bags, took them to some marshland, burnt them, put the remnants in a vehicle, which they then threw the big pieces into a meat disposal trucks from the meatpacking district, and threw the little chunks just out the window.
All over Brooklyn.
As they drove around. Cut the gun up and threw that. All over the place,
and now
is he back on the phone?
Yeah.
Crazy Eddie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing there, pal?
Eddie. Okay. I was cleaning up the place for Patty.
What have you been doing?
Clean the place up for Patty.
Cleaning up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Something really funny happened during commercial.
You'll get a laugh out of this.
Anthony talked to Stalker Patty.
Well, as I was passing by Patty to go do even more production, I said, "Hey, Patty, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite." And she was completely white and pale and said, "I think I'm going to look at some other reaction."
She got a lock on the door. She don't have to worry about it.
Now, Eddie, I got to tell you, a lot of people calling in saying you're a liar.
Well, let them say I'm a liar, but I know the truth.
Right, you know what happened.
And I'm going to hell for it, so.
Is that, are you, like, very troubled by this over the years? Has this really made you upset? And
in a way, yes.
Have you talked to psychiatrists about
it? I talked to a priest.
You talked to a priest?
Yes.
Did he touch you in your bathing suit covers?
No, he did not.
No?
Did he show you his donkey?
No? Okay.
But my doctors hooked me up with a psychiatrist next week.
Next
week.
You might miss that appointment, Eddie.
Do you smoke the crack there, Eddie?
Nope, I don't do no drugs.
Now, have you had trouble in the past with drugs?
And I don't do no alcohol.
But did you in the past?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Never?
You're on
a truck driver?
And you're on no medication?
Yep.
The only
medication is if the doctor signs for it.
Well, what's the medication
you're on?
Well, I'm told about, God forbid, painkillers if I hurt my back or something like that.
Oh, but like prescription medicine.
Yeah, prescription medicine. That's about it.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Wow. All right.
And no one has shown up to your place yet?
No.
Patty isn't there yet, huh?
Nope.
Any, do you have guilt about this, Eddie?
Wait, Patty's crying.
Why? Get Patty in here immediately. As she wins. Patty, come here. Get in here, Patty. Patty, come here. Get her in here. Drag her in. Drag her in by her goddamn short hair.
And we got to talk to Ron, because this is a regular caller on Ron and Fez, and he's really pissed off that
Patty.
The guy has decided to confess
Patty,
her
what
on
happened?
Our show instead of his.
Patty, why are you crying?
Patty, what's wrong?
I want to go to, if I'm going to be with somebody, it's got to be a safe person. I don't want.
It will be safe, Patty. My mother lives upstairs.
Let Patty talk to Eddie the murderer.
No,
Patty, talk to Eddie and see what kind of guy he is. See if it's the type of place.
I have a better idea.
What? What's your idea? What are your options? You don't have any. Stay with Eddie.
No,
you sound like
I
a nice guy.
Safer option.
You're being prejudiced against murderers, Patty.
Patty, why are you crying?
Sorry, I'm going to pass out.
Patty, no, hold Patty up.
Patty, why are you
crying? Hold Patty up. She's going to pass out. Patty,
why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
Because I'm afraid of what I heard.
Patty, my mother lives upstairs.
Patty, you're not a drug dealer.
You're not
him in a wig.
Anthony.
Yes.
No.
Tell her my mother lives right above me.
Patty, the mother, just like Norman Bates, his mother lives upstairs.
She's not alive anymore, but she lives above him.
Patty, his mother lives
upstairs. She's alive.
You're fine. You're safe.
And you don't shower anyway.
Yes, I do.
Patty, you're safe. You would rather stay in an East New York shelter?
No, but I had another idea.
What's your idea?
Well,
you're
going to
shack up with Charlie Manson?
No, I looked up someplace uptown on Amsterdam Avenue. It's called the Youth Hostel.
Let's not give out
$29 a night.
Now he knows!
I know I'm...
Now he knows!
No, but if I get, an advance from that $906, I can buy a
Now we're
place.
Shelling money out.
In a safer place where I don't have to worry.
$99 a night?
No. It's only $29 a night.
That's going to run out real quick, Patty.
But I could probably... It'll be a place to
Eddie,
base myself.
Yeah, Eddie, could you just talk Patty into staying with you?
Patty, there is nothing... Believe me, on my daughter's life, there will be no problem.
And Eddie, where can we find your daughter?
My daughter lives out in Long Island.
All right, out of Long Island. Okay.
All right, that's good.
So, Patty, doesn't he sound like a nice guy?
But it scared me.
This happened 20-something years ago, Patty. I've been straight and narrow since then.
What if she slept with a gun on her chest?
I'll give her one to sleep
Perfect.
With a gun on her chest.
Patty, how about that? You could sleep armed.
I just want to feel absolutely safe where...
You'll be safe. You have a lock on your own door. You have your own bathroom. You have your own TV room.
Just don't mention Alexa Hente in his coffee.
And
he has a thing about a Colombian.
I don't make coffee because I don't drink it.
Right,
because
that's in Colombian.
We've been screening all the future landlords, and this is the best one we got for you. The other ones were really bad.
Patty, this guy sounds all right.
I mean, I'll even cook for her.
Yeah, you did a good job. You did a good job 20-some-odd years ago cooking those Colombians.
All right, hold on. Maria's on the line. Maria.
Maria.
Hey. You know, I lost my husband about 24 years ago, and he went out for a pack of cigarettes, and he never came back.
Are you kidding?
No, I am.
You bitch.
Yeah. All right. Well, Patty, why don't you think it over a little bit?
I just want to make sure that I'm okay.
She'll be safe. She could call the radio station every hour on the hour if she wants.
And Patty, it's not like we'd be losing Mother Teresa here. It's you.
And Patty,
no one really cares.
I have a feeling you're going to have the house to yourself tonight.
Ed.
Yeah.
Would you allow Patty to live there if you were, let's say,
while you're trying to figure out bail?
I don't think there is anything going on with the bail.
That's all right, Columbo.
It ain't going to stick, Eddie.
Right.
I'm with you, brother. Everybody's got a body somewhere in their past.
Right.
Hey, Ron, this guy calls your show all the time?
Yeah. He's a nice listener.
Yeah, I always call Ron Spence. They're great guys.
Yeah, great guys.
Why don't you Billy Stacey?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, Eddie, why couldn't you throw them the bone?
You can send the murder on our show.
Yeah, why can't I be on the front page of the Post tomorrow, you son of a bitch?
Because the Al Dukes always hangs on it.
Al Dukes! Another reason I hate Al Dukes!
Oh, we got a phone call.
Eddie, you know, Ron Fez could have used a little help.
No kidding.
But Al Dukes always hanged up on me.
You know, is the happy end of the story, no one really brought up that he got the money and the product at the end.
There was no money or product.
Right.
That's why I felt I had to go with
it. You had to drop them.
Yeah.
Sure.
They were screwing you.
Yeah,
they were going to do my friend, and there was no money or product. That's the whole thing.
Hey, Patty. Hi, it's OJ. You want to stay and watch my kids?
Patty? Is Patty on the line?
Yeah, Patty's here.
Patty, listen. There will be nothing happening to you tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. You can stay as long as you want. You have the run of the house.
Yeah.
You just got to knock on the bathroom. So, you know, who's if I'm in there or not.
Hey, Patty, it's Robert Blake. You can go in the refrigerator, you can go in the freezer, you can cook your own meals
if you want.
Patty, you and Eddie about 9 o'clock tonight will be playing hand puppets with Colombian heads.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, have your own pit with your own bottle of lotion.
Go into the freezer right behind the wrapped-up feet. You can find some TV dinner.
No, there's none of that here.
Anthony, I got some audio of Eddie later tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, Fez reminded me of something.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
No, but you'll be safe here.
You're safe.
Hey, when
you be safe here.
Eddie, when you tuck that thing between your legs, you look like a pretty girl.
I do you.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
The hose again.
I even put fresh sheets on the bed for her.
Oh, my God.
See?
And tarps on the floor.
Anthony, I have a question. What's taking them so long?
This is your studio.
What's taking them so long?
We only got 40 minutes left in the show. Maybe we could have a little cross-promotion, have the arrest live on Ron.
You know what? I say, put the refrigerator up against the door, shoot the windows out, and hold them up, brother. Stay on the phone with me and Fezzy. We're with you the whole way.
Well, if she decides to come here, she's more than welcome.
Patty, come on. The guy sounds fine.
It's just frightened.
He's fine now. What are you going to be scared? Bada beep, bada boop, be shot a few guys.
He sounds harmless.
Patty, what if were those your two friends? What would you have done?
What?
Think about it. They were Colombians.
I just never killed anybody in my life.
Well, now you could study under a master.
There's
always a first for everything.
Scary.
Patty, what's there to be scared of?
Why are you scared? He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, it just freaked me out, though.
He's not going to hurt you. You're his squeaky from.
Right.
He loves you.
See?
As a matter of fact, I got a picture of
him. He has the hair
from my mirror with you with the two black guys at the big-ass fight night.
Yeah, another one coming up Friday. Thanks a lot, Eddie.
Yeah,
Friday night.
There you go.
Everybody in the room feels it would be okay.
Sure,
it would be.
Patty, don't worry about it.
Fine.
You're so safe.
Fine.
Eddie,
We're going to send Patty over there.
All right. It's the M train.
Patty, do you,
it's Michael.
You trust us, right?
And
yes,
it's,
I do.
Who thinks that we shouldn't send Patty over to Eddie's house? Anyone in the room? See?
No one.
See? He sounds like a nice enough guy. We've hung out with him at the Ron and Fez event last time.
Use your head.
Okay.
Use your head.
All right, so we'll send you there in a cab in a little while. All right?
All right. Okay.
With some Jell-O.
And that'll be their wedding and clown makeup.
Hey, Eddie. It'll
be fun.
Yeah. Eddie, do you play softball?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? You want to be on our softball, one of our softball teams?
When you get out.
All right.
Don't turn on the switch.
What do you say? Your team's going to be the Yankees again, like the pinstripes?
I'll trade you.
Eddie Stripes will be close enough.
I'll trade you Joel Rifkin, who's going to be on my team.
All right.
All right. I got Amy Fisher.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Look out your window right now. Anything going on?
Hold on.
What do you see? Does it look quiet out there?
Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. The phone. Let me get the.
Uh-oh. Take a look.
Let me get the thing untangled. Just give me a second.
Crawl on the floor.
Yeah. Stay low.
I got body-proof vest.
Beautiful. What?
I got body armor.
You wear a bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
Why?
My cousin gave it to me. He's on the force.
Oh, Jesus. Dang. Another embarrassment. Did you tell your cousin about this little faux pas?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. Nothing out there.
Nothing out there.
It's true. It's got a point.
What? What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, so what time should I expect the talk of Patty? About 9:30?
Yeah.
What time, Patty? You want to leave now, Patty?
Patty?
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
Whenever you send.
We're going to get a wire,
right? All right, we're going to send Patty to Eddie's house.
All right.
And she can
call you as soon as she gets in the door.
All right. All right, Patty.
Okay.
I'll have her do that.
All right.
Yeah, you have no problem with this, right, Patty?
No, it just scared me.
Nah, you're fine.
You're being silly.
I
see
my eyes when I watch TV sometimes.
He's fine.
Wow.
Sure. Well, this is real now.
Don't worry. It's not TV.
That ain't going to help you here, honey.
But the TV does it bad.
You just cover your eyes. Goes right through your hands.
Gunshots sound a lot different in the real world, too, by the way.
And plus,
it doesn't sound like that.
Plus, Patty, there's always a citizen's arrest if you need to.
Citizen's arrest. You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent.
It's policewoman with stalker Patty.
She's Peppa.
Yeah. Cagney and Lazy.
Put on your blue hat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Patty, I am looking forward to hearing about your little night with Eddie.
Okay. All right, let me set up a bed for her, okay?
What's that?
Let me set up a bed, give her a nice clean linens and a pillow and a blanket.
All right.
See, he's going to be all nice to you, Patty.
You can lock the door. There's a lock on the door.
You have a key for it?
No.
Patty, you got your bunny rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll even give her a flashlight in case she has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night so she can see.
That's great. That way she can see in the coffin.
Something for him to take a beat on, the flashlight in the dark.
All right. You take it easy, guys.
Oh. Eddie, where are you going?
All right, Eddie. We were talking.
Well, I was going to start getting this stuff ready for a Patty.
Ah! All right. We might call you back in a little while.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Second you hear anything like a knock on the door or a bell ringing or a bullhorn outside, anything like that.
Or a helicopter hovering.
Right. Please, before you answer the door or do anything, you make sure you call.
And get my armor.
Well, call us first.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
All right.
And if the NYPD is listening, if you love the Opie and Anthony show, you would make sure this happens before 7 o'clock.
Although, you know.
If not, we're still on the air to 11.
I'll be directing for Ron Fez.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie will be doing traffic and weather for us. Updates.
All right.
Who's good or after, Eddie? Any problems over there?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There goes Eddie. Okay. We better take another break, Ann.
All righty.
Eddie.
We'll try to take a short break and come back.
Opie.
to thank Jim Brewer for stopping by today.
What a blast.
We got nothing accomplished today.
That's all right. We actually, we did.
The show absolutely did.
Come to a complete halt. We got accomplished a great tribute to Ted Knight.
Oh, remember the beginning of the show?
That's right.
What a great tribute we did to Ted Knight. Debbie's checking in, Anthony. The phones are going nuts.
Yeah.
Debbie, what's going on?
Well, I went to Seton Hall. I'm with criminal justice and political science. And that guy, he tells a really good tale. He should write a book because he could be a millionaire. But I'm disputing everything he said.
What?
What, Debbie?
I'm disputing everything he said because all you need basically is probable cause for a conviction.
But I don't think Eddie knows that.
Yeah.
Eddie just assumes you get rid of the evidence and the weapon.
You're right.
You're home free.
You're home free.
Well, the other thing that I find kind of hard to believe is that, you know, he said someone, his cousin or whatever, is a cop. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he did say that.
Then the cop would have told him, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Well, the cop should have said something.
You're my blood, you're my cousin, so I'm not ratting you out, then he would have just said, keep your mouth shut forever.
Yeah, I said it earlier. There's two things that is going on here. He's either very delusional, or it really went down.
If it did, then, because you can check the history books, Encyclopedia Britannica Online, I don't know where, but Marsha Clark got a conviction without a body.
Yeah, it happens every so often.
All right, we'll see how this one plays out, all right?
All righty.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, I learned that this is not TV. This is ONA.
Yeah, very good. I didn't know we were playing. What did we learn today? All right. Sailor Bob, what's up?
Yo, man.
Hey.
Everybody's missing the point here. This guy is a hero. What is it that he did that's so bad? He eliminated a couple of Colombian drug dealers from our street. Hey, I don't think the cops should show up. Let's all go there and pin a medal on his chest.
Well, there you go. Another man's opinion. All right, thank you, Sailor Bob.
You guys suck.
The phones have exploded. Will, what's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Will from Ragewood.
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Hey.
Dude, I gotta know where exactly should I be to catch this action later tonight. Dude, I'm right off Fresh Pond Road. I'm a block away from Fresh Pond Road in the train station.
Did he say Fresh Pond Road?
He said Fresh Pond Road.
Here's Eddie back on the phone. Eddie!
Let's hear it, Eddie.
Eddie,
hey, what's up?
How you doing there?
Okay.
Yeah. Eddie, Will wants to know exactly where you live, but that
was... One block from the train station.
Yeah, I know. By the new Corrados, or should I go?
Yeah, right by the new Corrados and the bus depot.
Oh, right by the bus depot? Like right above the bar?
Well, I live one block over, on Woodbine.
Oh, on Woodbine. Oh, I live on Madison.
No.
No, I live on Madison.
He lives on Madison.
He lives on Woodbine, dude. Where is Woodbine and 64th, or Woodbine and Fresh Pond?
Between Fresh Pond and 64th.
Oh, okay, I know exactly. We're like towards the private houses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, right around the corner. That's not bad. We're pretty close, bro.
Oh, there you go, Will. Have fun.
All right, I'll be looking out my window tonight, fellas.
There you go.
All right.
Mm. Hey, thanks a lot, fellas.
Okay.
Eddie, if this is some wacky radio thing...
What the hell is that?
That's Will all excited because he knows where the guy lives. Let me get Eddie back. Eddie.
Yes.
If this is some wacky radio thing, you better say it now, man.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
this should. Clear the air.
You might have some crazy Colombians sitting on your porch.
Why, you think the police will be coming?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Do you have one of those Opie and Anthony Wow shirts?
Yeah, I do.
Put one of those on. Yeah.
And I got a fourth guy t-shirt, too.
No. Put the...
Dude. You got to put the Wow shirt on right now.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yep, I'll change right now.
Okay.
All right, good.
Why don't you want to scream outside the studio?
Just make sure you put that Wow shirt on. That's very important.
Okay.
And Patty's on her way, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Nice. All right.
I'll make her a hot meal and everything.
All right. You're going to have a little company tonight.
Yeah. Before I go into slammer.
Well, nah.
You already said they can't catch you.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think you're pretty clean there.
Yeah.
I think you're off the hook.
Well, I'll call you tomorrow and let you know.
Well, you only get one phone call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm not in the pen, I could call you You know what I'm saying?
What?
I didn't get that. They would call us what, anyway?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't mind?
No. Not at all.
Okay, bro. And Patty, be safe, believe me.
Patty will be fine.
Yeah.
That was a lot of years ago,
tomorrow,
right?
Yeah.
Tell you how to win.
Patty will be safe. She has her own lock and everything.
Eddie, did you hit him in the head?
Yeah.
You got headshots on?
Yeah, I got a headshot and a shoulder shot.
And then what happened with the shoulder shot?
The shoulder shot first, then when the guy turned around on the floor, then I hit him with the headshot.
Were the two guys right next to each other?
Yeah.
So how did the other guy not shoot your friend?
He just started running. He took off, and he was shooting crazy, and I just picked him off. I was composed.
You got him in the shoulder, he fell down, and then you got him in the head?
Yeah.
Wow, good shooting.
And then how'd you get the other guy?
Yeah.
In the belly.
Wouldn't he be running?
Wait, you got one guy in the head and the shoulder.
Right.
And the other guy in the
belly?
He
was taken off, and I hit him in the back, and he got in the belly. It was through a back shot.
So it went right through him?
Yeah.
And did that kill him, or did you have to finish
him? No, I had to go back and put another round in him.
Pang, pang.
So you got him in the head?
Yeah.
All right.
We should finish.
And Patty?
And you just happen to have bags?
Don't worry, Patty. I'll make you scrambled eggs and bacon. Don't worry. This happened over 20-something years ago.
Where did you get the bags that you put them
in?
I work for
an air freight company, so...
You just hang out with bags in
your truck? But did you have to go get bags?
You guys want some bags?
We had our own bags.
But did you have to go get bags?
I can ask for them anytime I need them.
I got hefty bags.
Yeah, but if you didn't think you were going to kill these guys right when you got there, why did you have bags with you?
Just in case.
Well, I get the little white trash.
Just in case you had to kill them.
Yeah.
So you were thinking maybe I'm going to kill these guys.
Yeah.
Going into it, right?
Yeah. I had a list of everything that I had done.
Well, that would make sense, the bags, then, of course. That's smart, man.
Yeah, it is smart. So you don't just think, man, I'm going to take a gun and kill them. You think, if I kill them, I'm going to have to clean up the mess.
I even had what do you call that? The Stay Puft liquid stuff.
The hell is that?
You know, the stuff you put after the wash to make the fluffy stuff? Because that helps...
breaks up the blood or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I bought a half gallon of that.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What thinking?
Yeah.
He was thinking. Good job.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow.
Oh, don't
got a few details.
Like hanging.
Seems to have all the details.
Yeah. It's totally fascinating.
Boy, do you have nightmares about this?
No.
Did you throw the bodies in the trunk of your car?
In the trunk of his car.
And then you drove it to the marsh.
And we hacked them up.
What kind of car were they driving?
What?
Now, where is that car?
Colombians. What kind of car are they driving?
The car we were driving?
Yeah, what did you do with that? How did the Colombians get there, and what happened to their vehicle?
They lived in the neighborhood over there.
Oh, they were local Colombians.
Yeah, they were local.
And whatever happened to this car?
It was burnt.
You didn't burn a car.
Yep, we did.
Now, where's that?
Cross Bay.
How do you burn a car?
You just burnt
seeing it.
The car.
It's easy. All you do is take a knife, cut the seats, take a Brillo pad, throw some rubbing alcohol, and poof.
Yeah, but then
they have to put the fire out, Eddie?
Yeah, the time the fire engines came, there was nothing left of the car.
People torch cars all the time.
Yeah.
We took the plates off and everything. So, yeah, there was nothing left of the car anyway.
And they didn't tie the...
They figured it was stolen anyway.
Yeah, and plus that's a Goomba area anyway.
Hey, Joey.
Oh,
Goomba. Hey, where do you get your balls, tell me?
So,
some balls in his
game. Can I be on your softball team, man, if I don't get locked up?
Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Hold on, so no one came to your house? Because, I mean, there's got to be other ways to get numbers off a car.
Well, the VIN number.
Nobody came to my house. Nobody never came to my house.
If they never tied the car to a murder because they never knew about a murder, it's just another abandoned vehicle that was torched.
Exactly.
So,
you were totally
smart. Who knows?
Well, interesting.
never got in trouble before, so I had a, you know, clean record.
What does that have to do with
it? Just
anything?
Like cheesecake.
Well, that helps a little bit.
All right. All right, Eddie.
All right.
Well, you made for an interesting afternoon.
Well, you're certainly
thank you.
Dead.
Thanks all
for
right.
the entertainment.
I'll wait for Stalker Patty.
Yeah, she should be showing up any minute now.
All right, let me put us up around the fire. All right, guys, you take it easy.
Do you feel better that you confessed today there, Eddie?
A little bit, yeah, to friends, yeah.
But you're now you're a little nervous, though, now, right?
A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all right. I wouldn't worry. Worst comes to worst, if a cop knocks on the door, I'll take about 18 Xanax. That should knock me down.
that would do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. You take it easy, and I love you guys.
Well, Eddie, that's a strong word. You take care, too.
Hey,
Eddie,
I will.
Eddie, could you say your mom's box?
My mom's box.
No. Say your mom's box.
Your mom's box.
It's Eddie, everyone.
Yeah, make sure. There you go, Alty. Very, very good. Famous last words of this show. Your mom's box. Can we have Patty say it, too?
Your mom's box.
Yeah. Right. Hey, there you
Ron
go.
Ron and Fez, we're up next here in New York.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We got some good news. Billy Staples has offered to sleep over with Stalker Patty as a date. He will be her sleepover companion at Eddie's home.
Oh, is that how you're going to work it?
Billy, are you going to Eddie's house?
What? Is this a story? I don't know. Billy is a trained security professional. I'm not trying to jump into your gimmick.
How about if Billy wears an Opie and Anthony shirt on the front and a Ron and Fez shirt on the back?
I'll put a Wild shirt on him if he got one that fits.
If he shoots you, you have to fall in
are
the direction of the
show. Are you really having Billy go over to Eddie's house?
Fezzy, do you remember at one time when Opie actually pulled that shirt off Billy Staples like it was the brand of TV show?
tearing the stripes off of him.
All but one man died.
Down at Brandon, a coward man.
Billy, you really going over there?
Oh, hell yeah. Someone's got to be to protect Patty.
Yeah.
Remember, Billy doesn't have any place to sleep either.
Yeah, true.
And our only other option is to put him in a wig, glasses, and a cast and pretend he's Stalker
Double
Patty.
Double homicide.
Like Sylvester Stallone did in that movie, no.
Stop for my mom will shoot.
Hawk.
Nighthawk.
Nighthawk.
That's where he was also trapped on the Roosevelt Island tram.
Yeah, right. There you go. Who can forget that?
You thought it was the Bionic Woman, but it was Sylvester Stallone right. in the wig, right?
Yeah.
What a relief. What a relief.
That was so believable how they filmed that scene. Well, Bonifaz up next yes. to New York, and it looks like they're going to have a hell of a show tonight.
We got a murder plan from 7 to 11. Please, whatever you do, do not turn off your radio tonight. It's too important.
That's right. A life may just depend upon it. Listen.
Billy, I would get over there soon.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, I plan. Eddie and I are like this. Two fingers wrapped around each other.
Oh, really?
Me and Eddie are tight.
You weren't the friend that he was naming. Were you the other man on the scene?
I was around in 77, but I have no knowledge of that incident.
No, you don't remember that? Maybe you were blacked out. A little alcohol.
It's a possibility. It was the 70s.
The same thing he says about the 80s, the 90s, and today. Billy drugged out through most of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
All right, we got to go.
Yes, we do.
What a treat for everyone in New York. Ron Fez up next.
Friends of
Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah.
So I want to read the Post article.
All right.
We're on in a lot of cities right now.
New York Post.
New York Post ran with the story today on page 8, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Headline, hoax Leary cops probe radio call-in Slay confess.
What?
The outrageous Opie and Anthony radio show turned into a deadly serious version of America's Most Wanted yesterday when a live caller told stunned listeners he'd once killed two men in a drug deal gone bad.
Yes.
Some of the biggest fans of the popular WNEW show include cops who later flooded the station with incredulous calls.
They were incredulous.
The NYPD's cold case squad has taken the call seriously enough that its investigators are heading to the station's Midtown offices today to listen to a transcript of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they did do that today. He's either very delusional or he's telling the truth, and he didn't sound like the kind of guy to make this up. co-host Anthony Cumia said.
Ah, nice to have my name in the post and not have that picture of me and the ex walking down the courtroom steps.
I think this is your first quote that has nothing to do with the Olsen twins. Congratulations.
Did the writer say I was a gentleman?
We're not making this up, and it's not a bit. When he said murder, my head spun around. I know, because people expect us to do this type of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to convince you guys. We have nothing to do with this.
Well, when we spoke with Dean Johnson from Boston.
The Boston Herald.
Boston Herald. He was like, guys, really? Yeah, numerous times he was like, guys, is this a gag?
Because he lived through the whole mayor prank.
Yeah.
He reported on it many, 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 many stories there.
But no, we know how serious a crime it is to do something like this as a gag.
All right, the article continues. The man who identified himself on air as 44-year-old retired trucker named Eddie from Ridgewood, Queens, said he was calling to offer one of the show's characters, a homeless woman known as Stalker Patty, a place to stay.
Stalker Patty turning into a star in this whole thing.
Wait till we play the news clip that they're running every half hour on New York One. When Opie and Anthony asked why, the man said it was to make up for a past mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Pressed on what he'd done, the man said he had killed two drug thugs in 1977 after going with a pal to a warehouse on Pennsylvania Avenue in East New York, Brooklyn, as backup on a deal. The man described how he blew the pair away with a long-range rifle when one of them pulled a gun. He said he and his friend took the bodies to a marsh, poured gasoline on them, and burned them. They tossed some of the remains into garbage trucks in the meatpacking district, he said. With all the crap in my life, this is a quote from Eddie.
Eddie,
with all the crap in my life, maybe this, meaning offering, you know, Patty shelter.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Will give me a gold star to get me to heaven.
Well, Eddie, let me look at your folder here. I see you killed two people, but you gave Patty a place to live. Come on in, Eddie. Enjoy heaven.
Looks like a wash to me.
Right.
The man said he confessed his crime to a shrink who urged him to talk about it. I'm not worried about confessing because they'll never find the body parts, he said. But when a cop called and asked to meet with him, he hurriedly said he had to get off the line. Mm. I'm sweating like hell right now, he mumbled before hastily hanging up.
Mm.
Yeah, but then he continued calling back. He called Ron and Fez after us here in New York. He called the morning guy, Scott Farrell.
He called
this morning.
Farrell just lambasted him. Eddie, what are you, an idiot?
Why don't you just
put it on a billboard in Queens? You're an idiot.
And then Scott was trying to interview him some more, and he admitted pretty much most of the same stuff that we just played you, and then goes, yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Yankees.
I've called about the Yankees. I called. I want to comment on the Yankees.
What are you, stupid?
Gonna kill Yogi Berra.
Yeah. Well, he kept saying, he goes, you're lying, aren't you, Eddie? You're lying about this whole thing. And Eddie just would not say he was lying. He said, no, this really happened. And then he said he just wanted to talk about the Yankees. He goes, he wants to talk about Yogi Berra or something. Pharrell kind of drawing conclusions that perhaps Eddie wanted to kill Yogi Berra. Mike's got a great idea on line four.
On line four.
Maybe okay. We could tie this into some wacky part of our show. Mike.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, I got it.
What was it, OPA?
Program wasn't down on the...
Are you there?
Yes, Mike.
Hey, listen, I want to know if we can hold a contest, some kind of scavenger hunt for Eddie's body parts.
For the Colombians' body parts all over
yeah.
New York.
What kind of prize can we offer? A big wow sticker? You know, maybe have Eddie on the wow sticker?
This one's getting a little serious, my friend. A little serious. A lot of people saying the guy's lying.
So basically, it's in bad taste to have some sort of scavenger hunt?
I would love for someone to bring a piece back to the station, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would be very hard to...
Can we bag the pieces?
All right, Mike, thank you.
I don't think that would be possible.
We love doing bits, but there's so much to this story that we still got to get to.
Yeah.
So now New York One is the first news organization running with the story, Anthony. They're mm-hmm. They're doing this story every half hour on the hour.
They're one of the local news stations here on television that repeat their top stories every half hour.
Right.
It's just all news, all day, all night.
Listen to this poor lady. You can tell she's not a fan of ours. She pretty much hates us and can't believe she has to read the name Stalker Patty during a newscast.
Perhaps Steve C. could put the clip on Foundry Music so you can look at her face. At the end of this... her eyes just roll and go to the side. She makes the face like, oh, did I have to read that?
Yeah, we'll put the clip on foundrymusic.com. FOUNDRY music.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is how they're reporting it on New York One.
A murder confession on the Opie and Anthony radio show. A man who identified himself as Eddie from Ridgewood, Queens, called in yesterday to offer one of the show's characters, a homeless woman known as Stalker Patty, a place to stay. The station says the man told them he was trying to make up for something he had done in his past and was hoping his offer would give him a gold star to get into heaven. When pressed on what he had done, the talk show says the man admitted to killing two men in a drug deal gone bad in Brooklyn in 1977. He reportedly went on to describe in detail how he blew them away and disposed of the body parts. Police listening into the show are said to have flooded the station with phone calls. When one cop finally got through and asked to meet Eddie, Eddie quickly got off the line. The NYPD is now taking the matter seriously and plans on investigating the call further.
Oh, and they are investigating.
Ah, well,
big,
you know,
time. Well, you know, they ask a couple of things. Couple of things.
The detectives loved our office. They're like, hey, we can't hang any of this crap in our place of work.
Hey, you see what one of them says, though? What's with the Olsen twins poster? Because I see a bunch of, you know, grown-up ladies on the walls here. What's with the Olsen twins?
I didn't fess up to it there. I think I did say Ashley's the goer, though.
All right.
Pointed that out.
And if the phones have exploded, let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Rick is trying to get Eddie on the phone. I don't know. He was there, what, at 2:30?
Wow. Yeah, last time I talked to him, he was there. He was hanging out, laying in bed.
What happens when you call?
He just picks up the phone.
No, now. Did you try calling him again?
I got a busy signal.
Uh-oh.
You want me to try one more time before we go off?
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break, come back and try to...
Like, this is not a stupid radio tease. We really don't know if we're going to get him on the air.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, you know, play that game today.
Mm.
But we'll try.
Yeah. All right?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you guys prepared to go to jail when this belated April Fool's prank goes bad?
This is not an April Fool's prank.
Come on, Fags, it's obvious.
We will not be fingered for this one, my friend.
Dude, do you honestly think we set this up?
I think if you did, you're radio geniuses. And if you didn't,
no,
you're morons for not doing it sooner.
We are not geniuses.
This one we did not set up, my friend.
No.
All right, guys, later.
If they'd have set this up, I would have known about it, and I would have made sure I was here. All impressed at this guy from the loser I am.
We learned our lesson with faking people's deaths. It doesn't pan out too well.
It's in the paper today. We've said it a million times today. The guy's either really legit or completely off his rocker.
Yeah, it's not like we're saying that he definitely killed two people.
We're saying we didn't
throw this together. The guy could be a kook who just thinks it's funny to... to blurt that out.
The screen is now purple.
I don't know
what's going on.
Thank you.
This is the luck we have, though, with this radio station. The one day we definitely need our phones to work, it doesn't work.
Right.
The New York lines. Patty, what's up today?
Oh, nothing much. I had a restful night on the couch at Billy's house.
Oh, you stayed with Billy Staples from Ron and Fez's show, huh?
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
Very well. It was the first night I really slept.
Yeah?
And I was very comfortable. He made me turkey, bacon, and eggs for breakfast.
Cooked your breakfast?
How healthy.
Yeah.
Turkey, bacon, and eggs goes nicely with a rum.
Well, we had coffee.
We had coffee. So you slept over there.
Yes.
And you felt safe.
Yes, and I have another place for a few days with a girl named Kelly from Brooklyn.
Any murders in her background?
No.
So you're happy you didn't go over to Eddie's?
Very.
Yeah.
Really?
I was never so scared in my life.
Yeah, I know. There was one point in the show yesterday you said you were going to pass out.
And yeah,
I was.
And someone had to hold you up.
Talks about killing people. It's weird.
Patty was standing there. Jim, you missed it. She's standing. First of all, she walks in the studio. She's crying her eyes out. And we ask her, why is she crying? She's like, I'm sick. I'm scared.
I was terrified.
Why?
I'm scared, Tina. I'm scared.
How great would that be if you try to get Patty into the money snatch thing and she doesn't do it and she gets booted out and murdered by somebody? I like you, Patty. You know that, but that would be really fun if you were murdered.
Great.
And Patty, you're a media star today.
Right.
I wasn't even aware that I was even in the paper.
Well,
I only read the Daily News.
You should have heard New York One. You're known as the homeless woman stalker patty.
Well, hopefully soon I won't be homeless. I got a call from somebody.
All right, we don't really care. It's not about you.
You really go off on an awful.
I know. It's really not about you today.
Get it? You.
Listen, you want to play the clip for Patty, though?
Yeah, listen to this, Patty. It's all about you.
A murder confession on the Opie and Anthony radio show. A man who identified himself as Eddie from Ridgewood, Queens, called in yesterday to offer one of the show's characters, a homeless woman known as Stalker Patty, a place to stay. The station says the man told them he was trying to make up for something he had done in his past and was hoping his offer would give him a gold star to get into heaven. When pressed on what he had done, the talk show says the man admitted to killing two men in a drug deal gone bad in Brooklyn in 1977. He reportedly went on to describe in detail how he blew them away and disposed of the body parts. Police listening into the show are said to have flooded the station with phone calls. When one cop finally got through and asked to meet Eddie, Eddie quickly got off the line. The NYPD is now taking the matter seriously and plans on investigating the call further.
There you go. A homeless woman known as Stalker Patty. How about that, huh? You're a homeless stalker. Wonderful.
Well, hopefully I won't be homeless for long.
No, I met a girl named Amy Fisher. She's taking me in. I met a nice guy named Joe Rifkin in his pickup truck. It smelt a little bit, but he had a nice yes. You're a mess, Patty.
We have the Zodiac Killer on the line that wants to offer Patty a place.
Zodiac Killer.
Let's go to Eve. Hey, Eve, what's up?
Eve.
What's your name, bro?
Eve.
Steve. Well,
Steve?
Yeah.
It says Eve on the screen.
Eve. Who's the moron out there writing Eve?
All right, what's up, Steve?
In Grand Theft Auto, I was playing yesterday. In the middle of, on the third island, you can actually go on top of a roof, shoot two of the Colombian cartel members with the sniper rifle and pretend you're Eddie. Awesome.
So you reenacted.
Did you then burn the car?
Yeah.
You reenacted Eddie's.
And I burned the two bodies with the flamethrower.
You reenacted Eddie's so called crime on GTA 3 last night.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I love video games, man.
What if this turns out to be Eddie, that a guy that just plays GTA 3 too much? And he's convinced now that he's part of the game.
Yeah.
Guys, I got another confession to make. I picked up a hooker. And I had sex with her, and it re-energized me, and then I beat her with a lead pipe and took her money.
Eddie, that sounds a bit like Grand Theft Auto.
And then I jumped my car over some tractor trailers and got a stunt bonus.
And I'm waiting for the bridge to be repaired.
I'm playing a new game. I cast a spell on some gnolls and got kicked out of the Cats and Hats Guild.
Wonderful. Well, Patty, it's great. It sounds like your life is on an upswing now.
Yes.
Have you reached rock bottom and you feel now you're bouncing back up after your stay at the woman's shelter?
Yep, I'm rising back up.
Can I ask you a question, Patty? Yes. You talked yesterday about how you were at a woman's shelter.
Yeah.
And why did you choose East New York, Brooklyn, to go to a woman's shelter knowing that is probably the worst area on the face of the globe, and you decided that was where you were going to go to a shelter? Why not go maybe to some nice place out in Staten Island, perhaps, or you could find somewhere just outside the city, northward, or maybe in Long Island somewhere? Why did you choose the worst hellhole in the world?
I was referred to Project Hospitality, and since I don't know the names and addresses of any of these types of places, they told me to go there, and I just listened to them.
Why would you? Do you know about East New York?
No.
And then once you got in the area, didn't you go, perhaps I shouldn't stay here?
Well, when the train I got off at the stop, the houses and the people
yourself in front of that
normal,
train.
You know, just like regular people. I didn't think anything
regular
of it
people.
Until I got to the station.
Regular people, they just looked a little dark.
A little off. You probably stayed with murderers that night.
Well, you could say they don't respect the people that stay there.
No. We don't either.
No. They don't respect the people. We got the New York Lions working finally. David Berkowitz, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David.
Okay, I want you to know that Patty can sublease my apartment until I get out on parole.
And that seems to be a long time. The guy damn called up and said I can't stay with him, but I can stay with his son.
Just don't forget to walk the dog.
All right, David, thank you. Tell me what he says to you. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
A couple of congratulations, and then one last thing, and it's not a hang-up, so don't think I'm a tool.
All right.
First, Anthony, congratulations. You finally got more quotes than Opie, and had nothing to do with pedophilia. Opie, congratulations on your OP vodka line.
Oh, thank you.
And this is one last thing.
Ah, vacuum.
Nice.
Opie hates vacuum cleaners. Ooh. Hates them.
Do I? A lot of people calling in and saying, why haven't they arrested this guy yet? Because they don't know if this is legit.
They're just maybe asking
him a few things. Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're doing what they do best. They're trying to figure this out.
Figure it out and see what happened. Maybe it's maybe the guy's just a kook.
I don't know.
Uncle John, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, did you happen to notice when that woman is doing a read from New York One, when she gets to Patty's name, she sort of goes like, Stalker Patty, like Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island?
Thurston Howell, the third, Stalker Patty the third. Because she's so pissed off that she has to say Stalker Patty.
So annoyed
during her newscast.
So where are you staying tonight?
Well, I'm going to go to a girl's house who lives in Brooklyn.
Now, where'd you meet her?
Well, I met her over the phone when she called into Ron and Fez, so I had a little talk with her.
She's called the Black Widow.
You know.
My name's Susan Smith. She says I could sleep in the car. I could sleep in the van.
Not her name.
No?
But anyway.
It's Paula Yates. She said I could take a bath. I'm staying with the Ramsey family in Key Laredo. I just have to wear a little cowboy hat and cowboy dress.
Son of a bitch. Andrea, Paula, whatever. What a douche I am.
I stink. I do stink. That was just awful.
So do you know the background of this?
Oh, she's okay.
How do you know? You thought Eddie was
you
okay.
You thought Eddie was, yeah.
Well, I think I'll be okay. I go by my gut feeling.
Do you have her phone number?
Yes, I do.
Well, maybe we ought to get her on the phone.
Ask her a couple of questions.
Anthony, we got to break in because Eddie's on the line.
Oh, is he?
Eddie!
Hey, what's up, guys?
This is indeed Eddie. Eddie, where are you?
At home. I had a visit from the New York Finest.
The NYPD?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they told me to keep my mouth shut and hire a lawyer.
Keep your mouth shut and hire a lawyer?
Yeah.
What did they ask you, Eddie?
All sorts of questions that I can't divulge over the phone.
Divulge?
Don't divulge it.
Well, whatever. I'm a little nervous right now, so.
Well, they felt like they didn't need to bring you in, right?
Nope. So.
Really? Not, is that bring you in yet? Or?
Yes, bring me in yet.
Or are they starting to think that you're just effing nuts?
I think they're going through the books and maybe who the hell knows, but they told me to stay off the radio.
So what are you doing on the phone?
Well, just to let you know that I can't go on the radio.
You're the first murderer to ever be released on his own recognizance.
Yeah.
And I need a new WOW t-shirt, man. All right. They wanted to take me out in this piece of crap.
Eddie.
What?
It's time to confess. Are you just effing nuts?
No, I'm not effing nuts.
So why didn't they bring you down to the station?
Yeah, if you killed two people, Eddie.
They just don't want me to say anything on the radio anymore until this is all cleared up.
Are they going to be doing a little more investigating on you, Eddie?
I think so.
How many people came to your apartment?
Three detectives.
Three?
Yes.
And they just felt like there was no problem.
Well, I gave them all the right answers. You know,
Did you tell them that you killed two people, Eddie?
No, I didn't tell them that.
Oh, you didn't confess to your murder?
Not to them.
Now, Eddie, I'm going to ask you something.
I can't answer.
Eddie, I'm going to ask you something,
Anthony,
and I want you.
Your hands were tied when your wife was divorcing you. What do you think my hands
divorce
are tied?
Divorce, murder, same thing.
Well, yeah, same thing.
Eddie.
Yeah, but mine could have cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, mine could cost me years.
Okay. Eddie, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Did you kill two people in 1977?
I cannot answer anything, Anthony, please.
Eddie, let me ask you another question. Were you accurate in your stories of yesterday?
Anthony, I can't answer anything.
That's why I'm phrasing it that way.
Anthony, listen.
Eddie, okay, let me ask you this.
How about this?
What?
I'll come down to the station and I'll talk to you off the air.
Let me ask, we could do the off-air conversation here on the phone. We could take you off the air and you will only hear my side of the conversation.
Eddie, you're free to leave your apartment.
Yeah, I'm. Well, there's a squad car down the block.
That's rare in New York.
Dude, this guy's just out of his mind.
I think he's out of his mind. Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are you known to be a liar?
No.
No. Do you tell a lot of lies?
No.
Have you lied recently?
No.
Are you on medication?
No, just for, I had a knee operation, that's it.
What kind of medication are you on?
I'm on Tylenol number 3, that's nothing.
Are you delusional?
No.
Have you been in a mental institute?
Nope.
Are you now, or have you ever been homosexual?
No, Norton, you sick bastard.
Hey, Norton, you better watch yourself. End up like some Colombian.
Eddie, do you play Grand Theft Auto 3?
No, I don't play none of those games. I have a computer, I don't even know how to put it on.
It's a great game, Eddie. You would enjoy it. We should hook him up with a PlayStation 2 in that game.
So, Eddie, the detectives came to see you. They asked you
some questions. They were here about 45 minutes.
They were satisfied with your answers, and you're free to go.
So far.
You don't know how to turn a computer on, but you were brilliant enough to conceal two murders?
Are you sticking to your story, Eddie?
Yep.
You can get yourself in a lot of trouble, you know. Now you got the cops involved, the media involved.
I know. I just saw New York One. I couldn't believe it. They're running the story every half hour.
They sure are, Eddie.
Jesus, Eddie.
But
Eddie,
I gotta stay off the phone.
Eddie, we're giving you a chance to come clean because you're gonna get yourself screwed if you're just a nutcase.
Look at Carl from Jersey. Eddie's nervous little laugh just now was just precious.
Just precious. They told me to stay off the phone.
You really scared Patty too, man. She was shaking in her mandible.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't hurt Patty. Come on,
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
I cannot say nothing, Anthony. Please.
Were you on the phone with Pharrell this morning?
Yes.
And you were talking about the Yankees?
Yeah.
What was the point you wanted to get across?
I wanted to get across saying that they should get rid of Torrey and, let the...
Ooh, do you mean get rid of him? Like,
no, not that way.
Oh, okay. Well, Betty, come on. How am I supposed to know with you? When you say get rid of somebody, I'm thinking, Joe
Torrey.
Like
getting rid of the track.
Wait a minute. You think they should get rid of Joe Torrey?
Yeah, he doesn't do nothing.
All right, it's official. This guy is. Yeah, now you are crazy.
How stupid are you? You think that Joe Torrey should be fired as Yankee manager?
Well, I think he should be let go because, I mean, he just sits there like a lump on a log.
What do you want him to do? Play center field? You dope, he's the manager.
Two murders is one thing, but now I think you're crazy.
Anthony, I can't say nothing. I don't want to go on the radio because they're monitoring the radio. They say.
No, no one's listening to this show today.
Yeah, right.
About you?
Yeah, come on. The PD's the biggest people that listen to you. Come on, give me a break.
Eddie, this could help your case. If
no, it can't.
Hold on. No, if you're nuts, then just admit that you just made up all this crap to be on our show. You got a lot of bigwigs listening to this radio right now.
Look at Bo from Cleveland, man. Totally getting it. He goes, O&A, look at Eddie, Carl Confessor.
Eddie, you're sticking to the story you told us yesterday.
I cannot speak on the phone.
But he did say he is not a liar. You're not a liar, Eddie.
Right. That's all I can say is I
And when are they coming back?
They're probably knocking on my door right now if they hang up on the phone.
Are you a little paranoid, Eddie?
Yes, now I am. Oof. Wouldn't you?
No.
No, not at all.
You're full of crap.
Eddie, just admit you were lying. Admit you wanted some fame. Admit that you wanted to be on our show.
Would that help my case?
Paul from Jersey says Eddie won't get arrested until they have some evidence. Otherwise, they can only hold him for 24 hours. That's what Carl from Jersey says.
Yeah, is Carl from Jersey a lawyer?
It's
that sound?
Oh, I don't want to hear that sound.
What's that sound, Eddie?
Well, listen, you ain't going to be hearing from me for a while. I'll check in maybe next week, okay?
Medication time. Medication time.
No, no. All right?
Well, Eddie, I don't know. We kind of want to get to the bottom of this. You don't take any medication.
I'm on Tylenol number 3. I told you that.
Yeah, but does it come in a pill that says Thorazine on it?
No, it's not. Give me a break.
Well, I just want to know.
Can you move your hands right now, or are you in a straitjacket?
Come on. Give me a break. What do you think? I'm talking on a loudspeaker? I'm holding the phone.
Eddie, everyone in New York City is talking about you today. Pretty much everyone in the country that listens to this radio show.
Do you still, well, see, you got the better ratings.
Do you still drive a truck, Mr. Cheswick?
No, I'm retired. I put my 20 years in and that was it.
All right, so you're sticking to your story, I guess.
Well,
How do you retire after driving a truck? Did you make some good investments?
Yeah.
What did you invest in?
The company.
Bubba Gum Shrimp.
What company did you invest in?
Let's see, Disney, American Airlines, let's see.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot one right now, American Airlines.
Well, back then.
Back then, Jim. Yeah. Jim. Leave the murder guy alone.
You sit down. No, I won't.
Do I have to come down and kick Jim's ass?
Oh,
no, not that way.
Hey.
You know what Jim looks like, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay, I saw him at Spider-Man. He looked good.
Thank you.
Ernie up from Jersey said the cops are pulling a Robert Blake on Eddie. Kind of just keep an eye on him.
Yeah, maybe. That's what they're going to do. They're probably going to put a hearing device on my phone, whatever the hell you call it.
But do you think you'll tap your phone, Eddie?
I
don't think they really need to tap your phone. Yeah. I think there's a few people listening right now, Eddie. So why don't you come clean so we can move on?
I can't speak about it.
Angel face.
Listen, it's mom's box. Remember that.
What?
Is that a code word? Oh, my God. People are dying right now because of this code
word.
That's
what you told me to say yesterday. Mom's box.
Your mom's box.
Your mom's box.
That's right.
Joe wants to know if Eddie's playing cards with Nicholson and an Indian chief. Is that possible?
Are you talking about your wife or talking about your life?
You know, I'm changing my stance on this whole thing.
What are you saying?
I think this guy's absolutely out of his effing
mind.
You
think he's just a lunatic that made up a story?
Eddie, you're out of your effing mind.
Listen, if you met me, you wouldn't think I'm not out of my mind. Give me a break.
You're nuts.
Okay, then I'm nuts.
What is it with the name Eddie?
Well, my name is Edward. They call me Eddie.
Edward?
All right, Eddie. Bob's saying that Eddie said he's going to climb Mount Everest and put a WOW sticker on top, too. So.
How about giving me a new WOW shirt? My WOW shirt was like hell.
Eddie, the opinion is starting to turn here. A lot of people just saying you're just a mental case.
You're crazy.
You're out of your mind.
Hey, are you crazy?
That's a good defense.
Have you ever been in
No, I've never been institutionalized.
You've never been institutionalized?
No. Come on, give me a break. I never got arrested either.
You've never had a nervous breakdown?
No.
Have you been giving Jim your medication?
Who the hell's Jim?
Eddie?
Yes?
Have you ever had major surgery?
I had open heart surgery. That's about it.
All right.
Did you hurt your back trying to lift the sink to throw it through the window?
No.
And Junk Mail saying, Eddie has to be corrected.
Eddie, do you like juicy fruit bubblegum?
I like bazooka.
You're married man, Eddie?
Yes.
Married
man, 23
Eddie.
Years.
Married man.
Where's your wife? We want to talk to your wife.
She's at work.
She had to be corrected along with my children.
She's at work.
Can we call your wife at work?
No. Don't. She'll probably lose a job.
Are you guys still together?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, really? So she lives with you?
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
I wonder if... I don't think you said that yesterday.
Yeah, you said that you were separated.
Yeah, we were
from
separated,
her.
But we're still good friends. She lives here 3 days out of the week. I mean, that's still considered living together. Come
on. 3 days out of the week? Where does she stay?
Her sister's house out in Patchwork.
And where's your daughter right now?
She's out in Patchogue with my sister-in-laws.
So let's talk to your wife.
No, I can't do that, man. Opie, I can't do that, man.
Well, she's got to know what's going on by now.
Oh, yeah, she knows what's going on.
And what does she think of this whole thing?
She doesn't believe it was me.
She doesn't believe that you killed two guys.
Yeah.
Eddie, what concerns me is how your mother's
okay,
going to
put
feel
it this way. I didn't kill nobody, okay? Put it that way.
Oh, wait. Are you saying now you didn't kill anybody?
Yeah, I didn't kill nobody. So everybody gets off my back, okay?
Well, now are you lying, Eddie?
I'm not saying nothing, anything else, because I'm afraid they might be knocking on my door again.
Are you? You're getting paranoid, right?
Yeah, of course I am. Wouldn't you?
So you thought this was a good idea yesterday, and now you're realizing that a lot of heat's coming down, and you.
Yeah, the heat. Of course, the heat. I mean, I had four detectives over here, man. What the hell do you want me to do?
Three minutes ago, you want to watch the ball game? Put your hand up.
I had three detectives and two uniformed officers outside.
What did they think about your place?
They said it was nice and clean.
Did they?
They even checked my refrigerator to see if there was food in it.
Food or heads. Eddie, did they have guns out when they came in?
No.
Huh?
They were nice guys. They were just asking a whole bunch of questions like you are.
Eddie, you're just nuts. Are you just nuts, Eddie?
No, I'm not nuts.
Because you did say yesterday, too, that you told your wife you did this. So she's known for a very long time. And now she, you're saying today that she doesn't believe you killed anybody.
She still, put it this way, I lied. Just to keep everybody off my back, I lied, okay?
Eddie, you should be out bird dogging chicks and banging beaver.
What'd you lie about, Eddie?
I'm not supposed to even be on the radio. They don't want me on the radio, man.
But you said you lied. You lied about what?
I'm just saying I lied, okay? Uh-huh. Just for my sake, I lied, okay?
Now you're saying you made up the whole thing.
I lied, okay?
Now he's saying you lie, but I think he's lying when he says he's lying.
Listen, let me go. And will you send me a new WoW shirt or what, you bastard?
Oh, my. Uh-oh. Better send him one quick. Yeah, we'll send you a whole box.
You want my address? I'll give it to Rick.
Eddie's wife is a Chinese delivery boy that he captured and keeps tethered to the bed.
You bastard.
Do you want, from Philly.
Do you want the two girls to bring you the WoW shirt when they
Scatman Crothers
liquor and try to get in the window?
Why don't you deliver them, Norton?
I'm on my knees, brother.
Why don't you deliver them, Norton?
So are they satisfied with what you said today and they're not coming back, Eddie?
I don't know.
And that you're just nuts?
They just told me to stay off the radio. And,
well, you just did 20 minutes of radio with us.
I know.
Proving that you're nuts.
Well, can I give you my address off the air so I can get a T-shirt at least out of this before I probably get locked up?
So now you're saying you did all this for a T-shirt?
No. Listen, all I want...
He's cracking. Let's just get him to
I
crack.
Know. That's
listen,
what
I cannot cracking, be Eddie. On the phone.
You're cracking on us. You did all
do
this...
You want me to hang up on you guys?
You did this all for a WoW T-shirt.
No, I didn't.
You're not a loony boy. You're a fisherman.
and we already have your address.
All right. Yeah. Then send it to me, okay? I'll call you next week once everything settles down.
Is it safe to say that you'll be at this address next week?
I hope so.
Hope so.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. He's
so do I expect my T-shirt then?
Eddie, everyone's starting to say you're just a nut.
That you're just a kook.
That you're a kook.
Listen, I'm not a kook.
Why else would you say you killed two people?
Listen, just...
Only crazy people would get on the radio and say that they killed people and stick to that story unless they either did it or were crazy.
Okay, then I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
Now you're admitting you're crazy.
I just want to get the heat off my back, all right?
So you think just calling us up today and saying you're crazy that everyone's just going to let this drop?
Yes, for a while. So let me get my senses back. I mean, you know.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. But Rick has my address, right?
We got your address, your phone number.
All right.
What you've been up to the last 15 years. We pretty much got everything.
I'll call you next week. I don't know from where, but I'll call you next week.
God, this is a great radio tease, huh?
Okay.
All right. Eddie, I got to go on record and say I think you're completely nuts.
Right.
All right.
You didn't weigh the chain, did you, Eddie?
No.
I think you got yourself in a lot of trouble, Eddie.
Yeah. I think you were trying to do something a little wacky, maybe, and you got yourself in a jam, didn't you?
I'm in a jam as it is. So, listen, let me get off the phone, O&A, all right? I appreciate what you've done for me.
You do? What did we do for you?
Well,
you are nuts.
Just take care of Stalker Patty. Just make sure she don't sleep in the street.
You mean take care of her?
No, you know what I mean.
Oh, because I'm wondering what you mean by that.
Don't let her sleep in the streets or anything, okay?
So we should put her out of her misery?
No, come on.
Well, I'm wondering.
Put her up in a hotel or put her someplace up night.
All right, Eddie.
All right?
All right, Eddie.
Frenchie,
I'll call you next week.
Real pussy. He didn't call in on this one.
No.
I'll call you next week, all right?
So, Eddie, I'm assuming that the detectives paid a visit and they're happy with what you had to say and that they're going to go away, right?
I hope so.
Well, there's really no proof. I mean, they can't find the bodies. What are they going to do, arrest you with no bodies? You can't do it. They can't arrest you.
Oh, Eddie didn't
kill
anyone.
But they can make my life miserable, though.
My life sounds miserable.
You continuing to live it the way you are? How could they make it worse?
Mm. Eddie, you didn't kill anyone, right?
I cannot say... I can't say nothing, okay?
You can't say nothing.
My mom's box, okay?
Well, you can't add okay, because then it doesn't work.
All right, well, you know what I mean.
And now your last words are,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll speak to you next week.
Next week is the last words you're going to say?
And have a good show. I'll be listening to you, even if I'm in the joint.
For what? They can't lock you up for bad radio.
Yeah, well, I'm just afraid because I I've never been in this position before.
Uh-huh.
And what's the position you're in?
Well, cops in front of my door, detectives inside my house.
Oh, Eddie, you kind of like it, don't you? You kind of like the attention.
No, I don't.
Is that it?
No.
Is that why
no,
you?
I'm not.
Is that why you're lying and saying that you killed two people and?
Yeah, I lied. Okay. Just let me go, okay, Ant?
You can go anytime you want.
All right.
Don't be so depressed about it. We've all done silly things and then had to confess to them. It's not a big deal.
Mm.
Don't feel bad about it. Who cares? You told a little fib.
You're feeling foolish now.
No, I don't feel foolish. I just feel afraid.
Because you never, ever killed
people. Afraid for my wife and daughter's sake.
You never killed anyone, right?
Yeah.
Just let me go, okay? I'll call you next week, all right? If you let me call you.
Yeah, but, dude, the important thing is, do you think that Giambi should be playing first or designated hitting?
You're bad, Norton. All right, you take it easy, guys, all right?
You didn't answer the question. I'm asking you a real question. What do you think? You're calling for all about sports. What do you think? I just before you go.
He should be DH.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
All right, you take it easy, guys, all right?
Oh, yes, Eddie.
And I expect my wild T-shirt.
What are you going to do if you don't get it?
Extra large.
Eddie, Al Cowlings is on the line asking if you need a ride.
I drive faster than he does.
All right, you kook.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wait, Ed?
Yeah.
There you go. You got him. All right,
the guy's out of his mind. Cool.
He's out of his mind. He's a crazy person. He's a crazy person.
We'll take a break, Anthony.
All right.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Howdy.
Hey.
Thank you.
What's up, man?
Okay, I have proof that this guy's a fraud.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
We're starting to think that ourselves now.
He said the crime was committed in 1977 when he was 22 years old.
Right.
He'd be 19 years old. He needs to learn how to do math.
No, did he say, he was, no, he said he was just out of high school.
He said he was 22 years old. He said he was married at the age of 21, also because he's been married for 23 years. And this is something which I don't get either. He said it was right after the first murder of the son of Sam in 1977.
Right.
When, for proof I have, the son of Sam did it in 76.
Also, dude, I think that the Parkland testimony was different than that of Bethesda Naval Hospital.
And remember, this is coming from Team Turner of White Trash Family, Crime Solvers.
There you go.
Number three, right? Joe's not made from the parts from the meat district. They breed their own animals and use their own products.
Okay.
Steve, thank you.
Okay.
For all that info.
Yes, and here's another thing.
Yeah.
The bags of meat in the district get emptied. They could tell the difference between human teeth and cow and pig teeth because we had incisors and everything, but they just have molars because they're herbivores when we are part carnivores, and they would notice that.
Boy, you learn something new every ding-dong day.
Hey, I'm just trying to help out the NYPD here and, like, save them plenty of money and man hours.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve.
Norton, you rule.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Nothing. What's going on?
You tell me.
And I thought that guy was serious, but after all those facts, I don't know anymore. I just hope they don't make a movie called The Radio Killer and Open Anthony get whacked.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Nah. All right, Mark, thank you.
Hey, Norton.
Never going to work.
People are so angry with themselves when it doesn't pan out.
He knew it wasn't going to work, so he had to throw it out.
Yeah.
All right, now we got Channel 9 News that wants to come in here.
Why don't we invite him in? Why not? Sure. We'll speak with anybody on these very airwaves.
The latest, we think Eddie the Murderer is an absolute kook.
There you are. How you doing?
How are you?
Uh-oh. Good. Yourself?
The serious news camera.
I know the guy.
The serious news reporter.
I watch. Wow. Sure.
Bob O'Brien.
Bob O'Brien, of course.
Channel 9, formerly Channel 5.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We're all one company, so.
One happy family,
we
huh?
Got transferred over to the Meadowlands.
Yeah. Channel 9 here in
setting
New
up
York.
Their camera as we speak. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a cop in East New York. Listen, me, my partner, and this guy we call the sleeve locked him up. He's a liar. His name's not Eddie. I know his name. I know what car he drives. We locked him up about last month.
Well, I know they did find out his name was Eddie. I mean, his name is Eddie.
Nah, his name's not Eddie. His name's John.
All right. Thank you.
The guy's a retard.
Well, Eddie just was on hold, and then he hung up real fast.
What happened?
I don't know.
Interesting.
SP from New Jersey writes on the instant feedback, ask Eddie if he's wearing an eye patch.
Well, I don't know. As of now,
you got to think he's a mental patient.
The guy's some kind of a mental patient who probably should stay off the radio for his own good. I mean, hell, we enjoy the hell out of him. I mean, fine, you want to come on these airwaves and spew whatever you want? We're fine with it. But you got to realize there's going to be some consequences. The police would come to your house and ask you questions.
Bob O'Brien just gave us a weird look.
Perhaps lock you up. What's up there, Bob?
What do you mean you think he's a kook?
Well, we could say the situation is fluid. We don't quite know. Boy, you know something? This is very good. I feel New York is getting back. We are getting back to normal after the September 11th tragedy, when news cameras are back in this studio, Hopi,
for silly things,
for dopey radio show stuff.
Sweet.
It makes me feel better about what's going on.
Well, I'm hoping Eddie calls back.
Yeah, maybe we could, that would be great if Eddie calls back when you guys are here doing the story. Get a little quote from him. You could ask him questions.
Hey, I just heard him on the radio when we were driving here.
Yeah. He comes off sounding a little odd, doesn't he?
He does come off sounding like he's missing some teeth.
You did notice that. Perhaps he could use a dentist or something.
Right, look at Bob O'Brien doing shtick, Anthony.
You know, forensic dental stuff.
Yeah, check his dental records.
He's not only a reporter, he does shtick.
Yeah. Well, you have any questions for us?
I do. I mean, when you got this call yesterday, who...
Norton, get out of my shot.
Anthony,
could you please?
Who got out?
What happened, Bob?
Who got the call yesterday?
Well, it's the Opie and Anthony show, and we take the calls together.
Yeah, we both got the call from Eddie.
When he said he killed two people, what'd you think?
Pretty shocking. You know, we're not used to people admitting to murders on this program. And he sounded crazy enough that he might have done it. He also sounded crazy enough that he might be delusional in believing that he did it.
But we're not detectives.
Opie, yeah.
What do you think, Opie, after this last call that he just made to you?
I got to say, I think the guy's just a kook.
You don't believe he did it?
I'm not buying it anymore.
Yeah, now I'm thinking he might be more of a kook than a murderer. He's somebody that maybe in his mind he believes he did it. Maybe he's just a nut with these delusions. And the cops will sort it out. They'll figure it out. You know,
yeah, the
probably...
case squad has had some detectives over at his apartment, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
He said three detectives and a couple of uniform cops were there today or yesterday.
Literally. Yeah, today.
Today.
Just about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they spoke with him and told him, what was the quote? To get a lawyer and shut up.
And don't go back on the radio.
So he told us live on the radio.
Right, that's why I think he's a cook, because he tells us all this live on the radio.
One of my police, ranking police friends said that there's one part of Eddie's story that he thinks is total BS.
Mm-hmm.
He says, nobody burns a body and then moves it. It's too much of a mess. And they're saying, Eddie says they burned the body, then they put some parts of the body into plastic bags
and
threw it in the meat market.
That sounds a little odd, doesn't it?
And you ever pick up a burned body?
I could say no. Yeah. I've never been involved in any type of murder.
That's not our expertise.
And picking up of bodies. But you know something? That is a great point. I watch enough Discovery Channel, Opie. I know when a body's burned, it kind of leaves a big, fatty, burnt-up, bony mess. That's probably a little rough to move. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus all the disease and yuck.
Yeah, you wouldn't even want to...
Did Bob O'Brien just say yuck on
stop with this
yourself?
Journalistic jargon
Y-U-K,
you're using.
Yuck.
Like,
you know,
yuck.
It's really interesting. He says these murders happened in 1977, right?
77, yeah.
You know, that, of course, was the summer of Sam.
Yeah.
And,
We just learned that the summer of Sam started in 76?
Yeah,
it did start in 76.
Yeah.
It did, right?
It did, yeah, but the summer he was caught was 1977.
77, right.
And tonight... on Channel 9. By the way,
look at this.
Matthew Schwartz, one of our investigative IT reporters,
right,
has a protracted interview with David Berkowitz.
Are you kidding me?
No, he just came back from the state prison where Berkowitz is, and you're going to hear and see the real Son of Sam, a real murderer of six people, wounded seven, who's going to talk about what life is like now and whether or not he's going to go for parole. You know, he's up for parole.
I did know that, but I doubt he will get paroled. Is he calling radio shows, by the way?
I haven't
he's
heard
not,
about
that.
No.
Oh, that would be a coup.
He is going to talk to Matthew Schwartz on Channel 9 tonight at 10 o'clock.
Well, tune in for that.
If you want to see a real killer.
Bob O'Brien, I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Oh.
Eddie is calling us right now.
Eddie is here.
Let's see what he has to say. Eddie!
Hey, what's up?
You got Channel 9 News listening to you right
all
now.
All right. I'm a kook. I'm on Zoloft. That's all I got to say. Okay? Bye.
Eddie.
Good luck with Dennis Lewis.
That's his exclusive.
That's his statement there, Bob. Run with it. Run with it.
I'm a kook and I'm on Zoloft, is what he said.
Zoloft. You're an experienced journalist. Decipher that and go with it, Bob.
Zoloft. Zoloft doesn't make you kill. Zoloft makes you lay down.
Was that Eddie or Mike Tyson, though? Because he had that same... like lisp sound and
no, he had a too. His voice was too deep for Mike Tyson.
we got Tyson audio here.
Mike Tyson
saying
talk
the same thing about the Zoloft.
Oh, that's
I'm on the Zoloft thing, right?
Yeah.
But I'm on that to keep me from killing y'all.
Oh well, see, so, to prevent people from killing. So perhaps he had a problem. I think he's a nut. I think he's a kook, and you know, whatever. It sounded like somebody who could have committed this kind of crime, but the more we talk to him, especially today, it just he's coming off like a
hey, he's calling back.
What? He's back again?
Yeah, I don't think
another exclusive.
I think I don't know. Rick got me back.
I don't think he was satisfied with his statement there. Bob,
Eddie,
Bob O'Brien, a real journalist, wants to talk to you.
Hey, Eddie,
Rick called me.
All right, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes, Eddie, are you saying that you didn't kill two people?
Yes, I didn't kill two people. Okay.
Would you like to ask him a couple of questions?
I don't want to answer no more. That's all I
well,
got to say.
Hold on. This is for the news.
I don't care. I didn't kill two people, and that's it. Okay?
Then why did you make this up?
Because I'm a kook, and I'm on Zoloft, okay? All right. Bye.
Eddie, did you ever touch a burned body?
Bye.
A burned body?
He hung up.
I always hang up when you ask him about burned bodies.
Well, I'm sold. He's not a murderer.
He just said he's a kook, he's on the Zoloft, and he didn't kill two people is what he said.
All right.
Right, there you go. Listen, he wants to, he's doing all this just to get
a wild t-shirt.
Wild t-shirt.
Yes.
Whip 'em out Wednesday.
It
right?
is indeed yes. Whip 'em out Wednesday. And see how proud you are of the Son of Sam, the David Berkowitz interview that you have going tonight. We are proud of Whip 'em out Wednesday. Wow.
Yeah.
On every Wednesday. Yes.
Now, listen, my son, mm-hmm. who's a freshman in college in Philadelphia, where they listen to you down
of
there.
Of course,
on
WISP.
And you guys are coast to coast now, right? You're making enormous money.
Oh, it's but, just sick.
Well, look at us. You got the TV camera here.
He doesn't want to kill anybody, but he wants me. He'll kill me. Mm-hmm. He's a karate guy, you know? Oh. If I don't come home with one of these wild t-shirts.
All right. All right? Hook him up. Hook him up, Rick.
Wild t-shirts. I can face my son, Sean.
We have another confession coming in there, Bob, if I could interrupt you.
Eddie?
Yuri.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I have two confessions to make.
Yes.
A, I'm 23, and I'm the one who stole the Lindbergh baby. And in 77, I stole Rich's Voss's sense of humor.
Poor Rich Voss.
I feel bad for the guy, but I got it now.
All right. Thank you, Yuri.
You got it.
Confession. Well, there it is. We've blown the lid off of this one, Bob. Let's ask Bob. Bob, what are you thinking?
I think that I'm going to wait to see. I'm going to go over and see if I can find Eddie myself.
Oh,
wow.
You know, you always can tell better if you're looking someone in the eye.
Straight
I always
the
know
eye.
That somebody's lying. If when they're talking to you and saying something, they won't look. They won't catch your gaze.
They won't look you in the eye.
So I
look him in the eye. Look him in the eye.
Let's just look at him. Eyes and ask him.
All right.
Eddie, you do that.
A kook or a killer?
What time is the Berkowitz interview?
Berkowitz interview, 10 o'clock tonight. On Channel 9.
There you go.
WWOR, UPN 9.
Can you read transcripts of that on eatabullet.com?
No, but you're probably going to be able to see it on our website.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, you're great Americans if, in fact, you're doing America's Most Wanted thing here.
Yeah, that's what we're changing this show into. America's Most Wanted.
I think we're doing a circus act, Bob.
America's
at this
Most
point,
kooky.
It's a three-ring circus here in the studio today.
All right, boys.
We just don't want to look ridiculous.
No, you guys
look starting to look ridiculous.
Nah.
All right, the guy turns out he's a kook, you know? What are you going to do?
There's a million of them out there.
Yes, there are.
At least.
Get your cameras out there and find some.
All right, see you.
All right, there goes Bob O'Brien and UPN, Channel 9 here in New York.
There they go. Thank you, gents. Take care. Have a good afternoon.
See you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bob.
Backing up there really quick. Oh, don't kill Bob.
There's more. You hear all those people out there? That's all news crew.
What's the big to-do?
The big to-do?
Oh, they're not. Don't interview Patty, Bob. Oh, Patty. Go ahead. Have fun with her. You'll love her. She was the one that was going to stay with this nut overnight. And she was crying and almost fainted. I want to see Patty's face on TV.
I'm starting to think it's a slow news day. Hey,
thank God.
All right.
Enough of the tragedy. Look at her tread. Go talk to Bob.
Stalker Patty. Come
here, Cameron.
Patty. They're going to interview you now, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Go ahead. Go talk to the news.
Oh, Patty.
There we go. Wow. How about that, Opie?
They ain't going to run any of that. Because they're starting to look ridiculous just like
they've been roped in by this nut. What happened?
I'm just so glad that someone could pull tape from yesterday's show where we said, look, the guy either did it or he's very delusional.
Right.
Thank God that's on the record. But we still look ridiculous.
I know. How that happened. Oh, well.
And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous.
Right, doctor.
Today, but we're trying to get to the bottom of this Eddie thing.
This ridiculous Eddie thing. Eddie, who called up yesterday and confessed to double homicide back in 1977. Said he was with a friend. They were on a drug deal. The drug deal went bad, and he killed two of the guys that he was going to be making this drug deal with. Well, the police got involved. They took a little trip and visited Eddie. And now Eddie's been calling us back and saying maybe this didn't happen. Maybe it's the Zoloft that he's on. Maybe Eddie is just a kook. You know, but he did sound, yesterday, he sounded like a guy that might be capable of doing this. You know, he sounded like a kook. a madman. And so you're kind of like a kook. You take it at face value, maybe. You go, all right, the guy's confessing to murder. What are we going to say? No, you didn't.
But when did he really start to sound like a kook in your mind?
Well, right when he said that murder was what he committed. You know, we were saying, oh, he said he'd done some bad things in his life.
You're just talking normally, right?
Yeah, just kind of carrying on a little conversation. He goes, yeah, I did some bad things in the past. We're like, okay, what is it? A little shoplifting or something like that? And he said murder. We're like, that's a little rough. You know, that's a little drastic. And then he went into detail. He starts talking about how in 77, the drug dealer shot him, burnt their bodies, threw the body parts out the window. And the police got on this and said, all right, we'll check this out. So they went over to the house, and then we got a call from him that said the cops were there, and then they left and didn't arrest him. So now we're thinking, all right, if the cops talked to him, they must have said, all right, this guy's just a kook or something.
And what's the latest from the cops?
The latest, we haven't heard from the cops yet. We're eagerly awaiting word from the police to see what this guy's all about. But it's kind of sounding like, yeah, he's a little kooky. Maybe he believes he did this, but to us now, it's sounding like, all right. Guys are
well, maybe Eddie could call in.
Hey, where's Eddie? Rick, get Eddie on the phone because we're getting an exclusive.
We're getting an exclusive
for everybody.
We're getting an exclusive every 5 minutes. We got Fox.
Yeah.
We got Fox in the studio.
Is this for real now? Is this some kind of a stunt that you guys are pulling?
No, we've learned our lesson about radio hoaxes and dead people. Just ask Mayor Menino up in Boston.
We absolutely
are not pulling a hoax here. You know, this guy called up. Did we think that he killed two people? We were saying, yeah, he either did it or he's crazy and thinks he did it. You know, we never got on and said, this guy absolutely killed people. If he was pulling a hoax, that's one thing. I think he's just a nut. But, did we set this up or anything? No, absolutely not. That's bizarre. We would never do such a thing. We've learned our lesson.
We're not that smart.
In Boston. Yeah, we're not that smart.
We're just not that smart when it comes down to it.
Calls in and all of a sudden he says, you know, murder and talks about burning bodies.
Well, it's not. Norton, I'm going to kill you. What did Jim just do? He starts making the universal language of jerking off, which was a bit much. Yeah, that might be what you did.
Ignore that man. Ignore that silly man over there.
It was a bit, it was a shock when you first hear it, because the guy kind of sounded like a guy that might be capable of this. He had that creepy voice, you know what I mean? So we just...
hangs up, right?
Yeah. No, we kind of dug deeper, and he got a bunch of details out. So we're like, you know, who are we to say he didn't do it or did do it? Let the cops sort it out. He wouldn't get off the phone, to tell you the truth.
He had an answer for every question we asked him yesterday, so...
Now, what's weird, though, is you guys have heard of this guy before. He has his address.
He had been involved with Ron and Fez, who do the show in New York here after us.
And we're finding out today that he did stuff on the morning show here at WNEW. Yeah. It was the first time.
We've heard this guy before.
We called him in the business radio whores.
But not on our show. I mean, yesterday was the first time we talked to him.
Yeah, we were the one that got the golden nugget. Him confessing the double homicide.
All the other shows are very pissed off because I guess he's a regular caller on all their shows.
And they never, he never fessed up on their shows, so.
So I think we should invite him down to the studio.
Invite him down? How about invite him down to your Fox News studios? Because I don't want this kook anywhere near us, man.
He did say he was on his way over here.
He did?
Yeah, because he wants to get his WOW shirt.
Yeah, he wants a WOW T-shirt. That's I don't know if that was his intention, but
for real, that's my guy.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's kook. No, he's absolutely a nut. You know?
You think he made the whole thing up?
Yeah, it's looking like that now. Like he probably made this up. I don't know, to get attention. Maybe he's a kook. And again, like I said, maybe. Maybe he thinks he did this, or he wishes he did it, or something. So
some kind of nut job.
Yeah, nut. Like that guy.
I told you not to film him. Do you have anything to add, Jim?
Anything, Jim?
Nothing?
No, I'm just hoping that my curtains are done properly. I was buying curtains yesterday.
You know that he's in the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, he's the guy. Do your line
for Fox.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
He plays the surly truck driver. He's in for 2 seconds.
I was kind of like a sidekick.
That's his big claim to fame. Huh?
Yes, his big claim to fame. Did you speak with Stalker Patty, who was actually broke this story wide open yesterday?
No, we didn't.
She was the one. She's a homeless gal.
Right, she calls in all the time.
Yeah, she calls in. She's a pain in the ass. And she's she's homeless. No, we don't. She needed a place to live. She somehow had hooked up with this Eddie guy. And was going to stay at his house. When we found out that he had been saying he killed people. Patty then said she wasn't going to stay there, and she was very afraid.
I bet.
Yes. Where is Patty? Bring Patty in so you can get a load of this girl.
And we're trying to get Eddie. We're kind of...
Patty's actually out there.
That's Patty right there. You see her?
Wow.
Say hi, Patty.
And hi.
You, she was so nervous yesterday, weren't you, Patty?
Yeah.
You were scared, weren't you?
So yes, I was.
Tell us about this guy.
Yeah, go over and talk to Patty.
Tell us about this weird guy.
Well, he didn't come across as exactly sane, and I'm not going to go to the home of someone who says they murdered.
And look who's saying that, huh?
Hello?
So the bottom line is he killed somebody?
Who's to say?
There's an exclusive.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Fascinating expose.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you're sure you're not making this one up?
No, this is not one of our gags or anything.
You couldn't get this smart.
No. And it's kind of stupid if you come up with a fake.
We can't write material like this.
We just roll whatever happens. This happened to pop up on us on the phones yesterday, and we just went with it.
What about the burning bodies and then picking it up afterwards? I mean,
yeah.
That stuff.
Yeah, he said that after he had killed these Colombian drug dealers, that he burnt their bodies up. And then that wasn't good enough, so he picked up the burnt parts and sprinkled them around Manhattan,
so
threw some...
it around after they were burnt, you know, comes back.
Yeah, came back and decided then he was going to sprinkle them around New York and... put them in dumpsters from the meatpacking district, you know, with the various other meat parts from animals. And, you know, like Patty said, who's to say? Who's to say it didn't happen? Right, Patty?
Right.
Do you have a home for Patty? Where you...
She needs a place
to
live.
She needs a home.
You know how you do that on Fox sometimes?
Problem solver.
Problem solver. Or sometimes I see, there's a little dog that needs your help. He needs adoption. And you show the dog, it's a cute face, and someone adopts it. Look at that one we got over there. Could somebody please adopt this pet? She doesn't eat much, right? You can tell by how skinny she is. Is she offended? No, she is such a great friend of the show.
And look how hot she looks without a bra.
Oh, Opie, be nice to Patty.
They're funny, aren't they?
What?
Funny how?
Oh,
yeah, of course. Well, is Eddie, can we get through to Eddie?
Rick can't get Eddie.
What happened?
I've left him three very long messages so far. He's not picking up his phone.
He's not picking up his
even
phone.
Even offered to have you guys sign the T-shirts that we send him, but...
He's bribing this nut.
Maybe he's on his way down here.
He's a total kook.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
We've been saying that for the last hour now.
Yeah, so we're thinking maybe...
He didn't do anything, right?
I am thinking now that he did not kill two people. Yeah, yeah. He sounds like just your... run-of-the-mill nut,
so
not your murderous nut. That is probably the end of this story, I would say.
And this all started because Patty got booted out of her house because of the money snatch competition.
No, let's not go there today.
They didn't do anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
They booted her out of her house because she wanted to be in an Opie and Anthony contest.
It was a cute little contest, yeah.
I know, that bastard.
We're gonna
what does
try
it take to
time?
Get a kook on the phone these days?
Right, I'm sure he wants the airtime.
Of course he does. Why else would he have said he killed two people? It's an attention getter or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Is that what you're thinking? Maybe.
I'm thinking maybe you guys are trying to get attention.
No, you know something. God,
we're not going to crack.
We
good luck trying to get
us not.
We
got to
solve this problem.
Plan this. We didn't do it. We didn't come up with this. You know what happened in Boston? We said the mayor of Boston was dead. We got fired.
No, what made you do that kind of?
It was Opie that did it. I was along for the ride. I was just so young in my radio career, I was willing to go along with anything.
I was just in a bad mood that day.
And we went on the air, but it was April Fool's Day.
You guys and says,
it was April Fool's Day.
Right.
So Opie decides, let's say Mayor Menino of Boston is dead. And he was coming back from Florida at the time, and he was on a plane so no one could get in touch with him to confirm that he wasn't dead. And we got in trouble. A week later, we were fired. And look at where they brought us.
This place.
Dump.
I thought it was a cute little idea.
A few minutes ago, you loved this place down here.
No, we like it here.
Yeah.
We're from here, so. We're not going to get
Eddie. We're not going to get Eddie. I'm sorry. He gave an exclusive to Channel 9, but maybe he's just not a Fox fan.
And what was his sound bite for Channel 9?
He did say, I could quote him.
Okay,
he
great.
Said,
I'm a kook.
I'm a kook and I'm on Zoloft. That's my quote, and he hung up on us. So
he's not worth talking about.
Right. Yeah. But we did not put this together.
Wait,
I can assure you.
Let me go to Al. Hey, Al, what's up?
Oh, come on. That phone call you guys just got?
Yeah.
Eddie is freaking out right now. This guy is sitting in a corner, chewing his fingernails, holding his shotgun, wondering whether or not to put it in his mouth right now. He thinks the cops are on to him and they're going to find him now.
We think he's a nut.
Yeah, no, cool. No way.
We have to go on the record.
I listened to that whole thing yesterday with you guys. This guy, there's no way a nut could be that in-depth in what was going on.
All right.
Down to where they were, what it looked like, what the lights were like. No nut would think about it like that.
Sure they would, if that's all you do all day.
Well, I don't know. Well, who knows if that's what he does? I don't know.
All right.
And then when he called in before, he sounded way too scared.
Well, he's nervous.
He sounded like he's coming up with, like, I'm on tow up, I'm crazy, leave me alone, so the cops will leave me alone.
He didn't realize he was going to get this much attention, Al.
Right. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think he realized he was going to get that much attention, but I think he did it.
Now he's panicking, like, oh, my God, what did I do? I mean, the
absolutely.
News
now he's
the
sitting
place.
In the corner with a gun, wondering whether or not to put it in his mouth or not.
All right, Al. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye. We have to get to Jason Newsted. This is crazy. This is crazy that we're going on with this. So I'm sorry we couldn't get Eddie on the phone for you.
No problem.
Yeah. And take care.
You too. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
She's looking at us, too, going, they have nothing.
They have nothing.
They have nothing.
Bastards.
Nothing. They're not going to admit to this. Of course not.
Was it a slow news day today?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, nothing really going on. All right. I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you there.
I just wanted to make sure you guys didn't, hold us.
No, we did not do this. We'll let you know if we pull something.
Yeah.
We really, no. We don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, we usually let people in on the gag afterwards.
Yeah. We're too stupid. We're too bad of actors to come off legit.
Time will go by and you'll get nothing. This is what it is.
It's stupid.
I'm hanging in here. I got to tell you, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
You come down and hang out sometime.
All right, guys.
All right.
There they go. Fox 5 News here in New York.
And they're calling Eddie like crazy, but he's now not answering his phone here.
Any specials you guys want to plug for Fox 5?
Everyone seems to be plugging
anything?
Something today.
Because Channel 9 had their Son of Sam interview that they have
tonight. And it is May Sweeps.
What do you guys have? Grab that mic. Oh, that one's good.
Oh, good.
Either one.
I'll tell you what. You just have to watch Fox every night because the Fox 5 problem solvers were out solving problems.
I love the problem
the guys
solvers.
Who are ripping people off.
Because they stick cameras in people's faces and get them so pissed
right.
off, and it is so much fun to watch people get annoyed. And then they get the hand in the face and they go, get away from me! Don't take me! And they just look guilty, guilty, guilty.
Right, but it's good that we're tracking them down and catching them.
Helping people
helping
out.
Helping people out.
It always seems that the people have tried so hard. I've tried for a year to get this problem taken care of. You guys, one camera, problem solved. Problem
right.
solvers.
It's a lot of fun.
There you go.
Did you guys on Problem Solvers help a man with pale skin and blubbery breasts that can't meet a hot girl?
I don't know. But maybe write in and we'll see what we can do.
All right. There we go. Fox News, Ant.
Should have problem solvers for the station. Maybe some of the day parts. Any suggestions?
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Some of them are hot.
We're going to start our radio show next, I think.
Are we at 5:18?
Now that we've talked to every news crew in New York.
I believe that's it.
Roy! Man, what a day.
Yeah.
Can we start the show? It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday, everyone.
Yeah, great. Whip 'em Out Wednesday. We didn't even get to any of that today.
No, there were a lot of people calling in saying they were seeing some stuff on the highways today.
Yeah.
So. But
we were so preoccupied with that goof, that ass munch, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie.
That's just a joke. Relax, Jim. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, it's starting to look like Eddie the murderer is
starting to look. Can we just say this?
He's a kook.
That's it. Yeah, like enough already.
Hey man, anything's possible. I mean, we're pretty convinced that the guy's just out of his brain.
As New York One is now reporting it, Opie, as a hoax. But I sure hope they don't report it like we did a hoax.
Well, the funny thing is, the Fox news crew, when they left,
yeah.
they cornered Ken Stevens, Super GM Ken Stevens in the hallway.
Oh, really?
They put the camera on him with the lights bright in his eyes and was trying to have him confess that we were up to this thing.
That it was a hoax?
And that we did it.
Did Ken crack even though it wasn't?
Yes, it was. Ken told them, and I hope they run it on the news. I don't know. I don't even know who's going to run what anymore.
No, I know.
But Ken goes, if it was a hoax by those two guys, you'll be interviewing another murderer.
Oh, you mean him? Because he'd be so angry that he okay, kill him, Anthony.
There'll be another murder. Oh, Ken Stevens,
because there will be two more dead bodies.
He probably overexplained it because I'll kill them.
Because I'll kill them, like you know the guy said.
Yeah, like I'll be the Eddie, but not really Eddie. Awful.
Oh, here's what a New York One is now reporting. Radio talk show murder confessed deemed a hoax. Police said Wednesday that the story of a man who confessed to a murder on the Opie and Anthony radio show yesterday is a hoax, and the case is no longer being investigated. They're not even going to look into the, like, see if he possibly did do this, even if he was just some kook talking. It's over.
But he's still a kook.
The NYPD originally said it was taking the matter seriously, but after an investigation, the story was deemed a hoax. That's it. It's over, Johnny. Yep. It was our little day in the sun.
It was a fun day, though, man. It was a fun day.
Did we get any inside word on what some of the things that they learned about Eddie? Because I'm hearing things.
Keep the cop in the studio.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Since it's no longer an open investigation.
You know, when you show up to a guy's house and he's standing there with nothing on but a Giants jersey, no underwear. Right?
Giants? He was supposed to have a loud t-shirt on, that bastard.
Wait. Is this fact?
From a reliable source.
Yeah, from a reliable source.
So the detectives show up and he just has a Giants jersey, no underwear on. Oof. And he's just standing there.
Yeah.
Was it Tom from New Orleans?
How you guys doing?
About time you got hurt.
Come on in. Well, I called up and said I was a murderer.
How you like my accent?
It's nice, man. So he answers the door like that, and then I guess the detectives go in, and is there any... No, I'm saying is there. I know. What did the place look like? Get this.
From an unconfirmed source, it's just... We probably should do a cribs there. It's basically what it comes down to.
Really?
We should...
What do they see? They're just going to let this guy be?
Yeah.
All right, he's giving me the sign.
Did they say
I
how,
can't say anymore.
How big a boy Eddie is?
Yeah, was he packing, Keith?
No.
Wait, is it true that it was like a shrine to the O&A show and
very similar
this station?
To what the studio looked like today.
Because I'm hearing there's WOW stickers plastered all over, like, the walls, and the phone number of this station written everywhere on the walls.
Are you in blood?
Like he's just completely mad. Why don't we set up a cribs?
Colombian blood.
See if the guy would be up for letting us get a camera in there. Crazy Eddie the murderer, not murderer crib.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Eddie Cribs.
I want to run with that.
My wife lives with me 3 days a week. Shut it.
Does not.
It really annoyed me.
I also heard from unconfirmed sources that he's 13 years unemployed. He called that retired. You know, you want to be. And he's taking all kinds of mind-altering psychiatric medications.
I'd like to tussle his hair with a bat.
I think he's really married then? Or formally married?
Probably not.
Probably divorced.
Unconfirmed sources
formally
say.
Formally married.
Formally married.
Does he really have a kid, though?
No.
Yeah.
Proud of her dad being naked in a Giants jersey.
Yeah,
that's my
in front
pop.
Of the police in a shrine to this radio station.
Nothing is involved being noob. When you hit a bell, don't you put on a pair of boxers? You
put a little something on. Unless you got a long, you know, spanky going to bed kind of nightgown. I don't know.
A night before Christmas nightgown.
Put a little nightgown and the hat.
What
are you guys doing? He comes to the door with a single candle and that little thing you hold a single candle in. A little shadow. Flickering flame. What the hell is up with those PJs?
So they have no doubt in their minds that he's a kook.
He is, yeah, and they say this is an absolute 100%, this guy just is a nut, and...
See, I wouldn't deem that a hoax. A hoax seems like he planned to say this for the radio. It sounds like he's just a kook that, comes out with this stuff. Makes up these little stories. Telling tall tales.
All right, well, Joe wants
Jimmy Tail Teller.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Don't I know?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I hear from an unconfirmed source that Kent Stevens just ordered 100 pies for the commissioner to throw at you. Just to make everything okay.
Right. All right, guys.
Later, guys.
All right.
I hear you have to go down to the Children's Cancer Hospital and take some pictures of us giving them the pies.
Right. Don't even start with that.
Just keep it above the waist so they don't see the rod.
Hey, where's Ron and Fez today?
Yeah.
They don't want to look ridiculous with us?
Come on, look ridiculous.
Come on in and look ridiculous with
Where
us.
Where are they? Are they here? No, they got to be here.
Fez. Oh, they're avoiding us like the plague. Where's Fezzy?
You know why? When when everyone assumed that this guy might have murdered these people, it was like this was a police station and O&A got the collar.
That's right.
Even though Ron and Fez had the perp and kind of introduced us to the perp, we got the collar. And it seemed a little unfair.
I do believe it's all Ron and Fez's fault.
It is. Actually, somehow they'll be able to blame their producer, Al Dukes, for it.
Didn't he hang up on the guy or something?
Yes. Which, see, maybe he had a little more sense than everyone else.
Yeah, why get pressed for the show? No, he doesn't.
Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, how you guys make it up tonight?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Not much. You know, I was just thinking about this whole thing here, and probably what got everybody screwed up was, I could think back to, one whole execution that we had witnessed on TV, even.
This could be the worst thing I've ever heard. What are you talking about?
Johnny, did you kill anybody?
I've never killed nobody.
You sound like a nut.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
All right, look. When I was in high school, okay, you've seen a Challenger explosion, right?
Yes, it was funny, so what?
It was funny, yeah, right, but, as a high school student, they made us watch this thing over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Nobody in this generation
right.
would be right. I mean, come on.
Get your What Did We Learns ready for the program today, the end of the program. Oh, he's still on? Sorry. No, I was talking.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What? Government.
Where's my brother Joe on the phone now to talk over this guy? Talks over Jason Newstead.
What the government killed 7 people. Come on. It's like, boom. All right, well, we don't know what happened. Here, let's watch it again. You know? Come on. Of course we're not going to be that right in the head. Come on. They made us watch this thing over and over again. And they put it on video. We watch it over and here you go. Boom, here you go, there was a shuttle, there's a teacher. Hey, I'm telling you, everybody in my high school was like, yeah, they just killed the teacher, yeah. We're like, the teachers are like,
Jesus.
Yeah, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Obviously not, they're supposed to go into space, but they blew up before they got there. I find that whole thing amusing. I'm still not right in the head because of it.
You really are a yammering ninny, sir.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean,
you're useless. You've got nothing. You've got nothing.
Hey, useful guy.
Nothing. Thank you.
Useful guy.
Thank you, Johnny. Useless.
Thank you, stupid. You spachim.
Yeah. Hey.
What's wrong with you?
Get off my phone.
You ignoramus.
Friends in my head.
Thank you, Johnny. I'm just going to get rid of Johnny. Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
None too soon.
Hey, I was wondering if Eddie won the tool tickets.
Oh, remember that? Yeah. Mm. All right. That's. Oh, what a mess.
What a mess.
What a mess. What a mess. Thank you. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Chris.
Yeah, this is America's Most Wanted calling back saying thank you for our jobs back.
All right, you can have that job, man.
Hey, but I want to switch the topic and talk about something that everybody wants to hear today.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, I thought he was going to hang up on us. There he goes.
Yeah.
All right, you know what, though? I was on to him before he did it.
His timing stunk.
His timing stunk.
After someone goes, what? You go, click.
Click right away. You don't go, let me hang up the... Let me. Where's the cradle for this fall?
You don't go, dot, dot, dot. You just hang up.
Hang up. JJ checking in. He says, unconfirmed sources say Rockhole called up NEW asking to have Opie's chair measured for his ass in case we get fired over this Eddie thing.
Hey! Eddie, my new co-host!
My goodness. What a cluster F this show turned out to be today. With all the various news organizations. Now, CBS, the woman from CBS, the lovely girl that came in, said that the store was running at 5:30. Did it?
I don't know, but we were running tape since 5 o'clock.
Oh, really? I think if it ran, somebody would have called us and called in. I do believe we've been shot in the foot by this whole thing. Did it run?
No,
it didn't run. Do you think it's going to run on Channel 9? How about Fox? Will the Post be printing that out? The Post is going to have our two pictures and dopes written right under it. Dopes.
Now, they'll have to do something. They need the follow-up.
Well,
because they committed.
Following up on yesterday's story about a confession,
it'll be on page 84 of the Post tomorrow.
Turned out to be a hoax. Taken by this hoax were dopey ass munches, Opie and Anthony. Here's their picture. Ah!
You don't think that Dan Dierdorf from Channel 9 will be running that story?
That's Bob O'Brien.
Bob O'Brien. Did he get his WOW shirt?
Yeah, we gave
him. I like how he said it was for a nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know he's a big fan.
His son?
Sean. You know he's a big fan of WOW.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to say to Eddie, because I know he's listening, thanks for nothing!
Yeah.
And the second part of that story is...
Oh, boy, yeah. That was a really bad... Yeah.
He was hanging up as he was saying, and the second part of that...
And the second part of that...
Emerson, you ready for the second part of that story?
Hey, Dave, you're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, today I learned that a wacko can steal 4 hours of my life. I'm punching out to listen to myself on the radio.
I think it was still some good things. It was some fun stuff the last 2 days.
It was a lot of fun to listen to him babble like that and go on about his murders. Mm-hmm. Apparently never happened. You know, what a great way to get off the hook for murdering two people, though. You do it, then years later you confess to it, and come off so kooky that people go, you're just a nut.
Yeah,
and they don't look for it.
As opposed to just never mentioning it and no one thinking of it. You're right, why not throw attention to yourselves and then divert it?
Just in case maybe he thought people were on to him.
Eddie's an ass.
Maybe he heard a few things.
Hi, Fez.
Fez! All I can say is thank God we have a producer like Al Dukes who keeps these crackpots off our show.
Ronnie, what happened to your boy Eddie there?
I know we got a guy tonight who says he's found the Lindbergh baby.
Oh, is that it?
Between 7 to 11. You enough WOW stickers up in here today?
You know, I am disgusted by this program. Every time a news organization wants to drop in,
right?
We want it to look so spontaneous. There are, it has to be 100, 150 WOW stickers plastered all over the studio, laying on the console. There's huge WOW banners.
There's one on Anthony's forehead. Everywhere.
It looks like Eddie's bedroom.
Eddie's bedroom, right. I hear it's a shrine.
All right, the real joke there, you know that was Fez doing Eddie's voice.
It was.
Right?
Do it now.
I killed two guys in 77, right after the first ton of Sam murders. Well, you did it. You broke the story about a man on Zoloft. Way to go. You did it. You pulled it off.
We're breaking ground here. We're like Geraldo, opening up that goddamn vault. Right? We opened up the vault that was Eddie the murderer, and we find a guy there with a pill in his hand and a glass of water. Nothing. Nothing.
Here's the odd thing. Eddie, white guy. Who would have known? We're used to the other calls.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, Ron and Fez really wanted to be us, and today they're so happy to be themselves.
You guys effed up. What can I tell you? You guys are pathetic.
That'll be tomorrow's headline to the Post.
Can we send Ron and Fez's picture to the Post real quick? Hey, Frankie, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
They ran it at 6 o'clock on CNN.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, man, listen, I swear to you. I swear to you, Eddie's my brother. I swear to you.
Click.
Right. What a tool. Yeah, so we were bamboozled by this Eddie Kook guy.
Sure.
Well, no.
He sounded crazy.
I'm not going to say that. No way.
No?
From the beginning we said he might be just delusional.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, I guess he's just a nut that likes blurting this stuff out.
But on the other hand, what would you say if the cops eventually showed up and the story's on TV? Wouldn't you be saying, hey, I was fooling around?
Hey.
Because like you said, nobody's ever going to find those bodies.
That's true. He cut them all up and burnt them.
He's just one of those lonely people. It's like Elliot Nyborg just likes talking to salespeople.
Is that it?
And then we had a shot of whiskey, and we just sat there, and we just let it go. Come on, I got a DVD player, too. Not act like, oh, he's so hip. He's the only one who gets Glengarry Glenn Ross references.
I hate when I do one and I just get looked at.
Why? Makes it fun.
Yeah.
You want people to enjoy with you.
They enjoy it out there.
We have detectives, Ron Effect.
Yeah.
Detectives in our office, first of all, looking around like that was a crime scene.
Right.
One of them goes, what's with the Mary-Kate and Ashley poster? it's an inside joke. We'd have to go way back for that. You best just concentrate on this murder. And then they were looking for pictures. So we had to go through a bunch of the archive pictures from appearances that have happened, events that you guys did.
Sure.
Because he seems to be your guy.
Oh yeah,
he's your guy now.
He's always spotted on our grassy knoll.
Your guy.
He didn't go in my desk, did he? And find that old stage makeup I like to keep in there before the show. I'm not going to make it 4 hours. Yeah, don't joke.
We got that. Yeah, so, we had detectives, and then we were going through pictures. Do you have pictures of him? He's the guy with the big scar down his chest, I guess. He had heart surgery.
Yeah,
no pictures?
He and Patty have a picture together somewhere, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, because I guess that's how Patty hooked up with him.
Right.
Oh, Patty was interviewed on the news, and now the news, nothing.
Oh, no,
even running with this.
Yeah.
It's a waste of videotape.
Right.
It's over.
All right.
We could have just sat here and not exposed it as a hoax.
Yeah, that's the angle you should have taken. Hey, we're not giving away, the journalistic privilege.
And
kept
then
it going
let
for
the
a
news
week.
Go at it a while more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I thought you guys handled it well, though. I mean, why, when you're getting all the press in here, would you want it to go on? You might as well just go, not to hoax, go home.
If a kooky guy says that he killed a couple of people, what the hell are you supposed to do? You run with it. And this guy said he killed people. He's a kook. He's still a kook. We'll give him that, and I'm still not sure he didn't kill a couple of people.
I think he killed them. If I had bet, I got $100 because he killed them.
We'll never know.
And I'll never eat Jell-O anymore anyway.
Yeah,
get out of the question.
Just knowing that...
I didn't even know it was a meat byproduct until about 6 months ago.
Gelatin. Meat.
Ah.
Meat fat.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta take a break and play What Do We Learn, and then we gotta step aside for Ron and Fez, who are next year.
Right. Yeah.
Just sad seeing the staff come through and take down all the WOW posters and everything. Media day's over.
Ridiculous, all the WOW things that were... Get signage up. Ugh, whore. It just says whore.
We showered in everything today, too.
You look great. Go out for sushi after the show. Make this thing work.
Anthony's collar shirt really bothers me.
I always wear collar shirts.
Looking all snazzy.
I got my Sears Tough Skins.
ABC, always be closing.
I know.
We like the references.
Put
for
the coffee down.
Coffee is for closers, you F.
All right.
See,
what do we learn?
Sticker?
What do we learn next?
Al, what's going on?
Yeah, no, this is Al Rose. I learned two things today.
Yeah.
First off, how to spell Kofian. K-E-L-L-O. And the second thing was Austin Garrett made it onto another radio program this morning.
Thank you, Al.
Awful. make a little Jello joke.
Tony, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey. Two quickies. Get Norton'd, always funny. Number two, best way to get a WOW shirt, make a double murder, or just say it's for your son.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You guys rock. Norton, you're the man.
Thank you, Angel Face.
All right, there goes Tony. Pete, what's going on?
Yeah, I learned not even Fox 5 problem solvers can get Norton laid. You loser. Oh, guys, I got a great idea for the show.
No, nope. It ain't going to work. Stop. Jay, what's going on?
Jackass.
Yo.
Hey, Jay.
I learned that skank plus a psycho equals excellent opportunities to get on every television channel.
Ah, he dropped something. You and your tight perm.
Kenny, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey.
I learned that you can't get arrested for bad radio. And I also learned that Norton's meaty body will probably show up with a picture of Jason Newsted on eatabullet.com.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. Those are fortune, too, Ant.
Yeah, we got to talk about the new game Ant's playing tomorrow, finally.
Well.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I learned that psychos make for great radio.
Yeah, we did learn that.
All right, I got to get going. I got to go dispose of these pies I just hacked up.
There you go.
Huddle, huddle. Do we have Eddie's laugh?
Yeah, Eddie's going to get the last laugh on everyone
today. Yeah.
Here's Eddie. This is really him laughing. All right, look.
You know how many hookers have heard that laugh with a knife at their throat?
Oh, right before everything goes dark and cold.
Look, something's going on here. Listen to this again. Play that again.
Yeah, that is not the laugh of a sane man. Wow, Rick, you sound like him.
Poor Paul from Floral Park. I learned that no matter how many instant feedbacks I send in, I'm never funny.
That's funny.
Punch out, Maverick.
Very good, Paul.
Witless clod.
Hey, Meat, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I learned that ONA are the new Starkey and Hutch of radio.
Yeah. Fortunately, we turned out to be the Geraldos.
Yeah, you know, it's all right.
All right. Whole
thing. Hey, check out 7thRailCrew.com. Later, dick.
What? Real fast, Mark from Jersey. I learned never take a laxative and a sleeping pill in the same flight.
Right.
Jerry from Edison. Eddie is a lot like Voss. In his mind, he kills.
Oh, wow.
We should just end right there.
Wow, that's a good line.
That is a great one.
Bravo, Jerry from Edison. Al Mack, today I learned if I'm unemployed for 15 years, I'm retired.
Yeah.
Footworks, Gut from Huntington, I learned that Crazy Eddie is insane. Mr. Blonde learned that Eddie will be fighting Lennox Lewis.
Ah,
JJ from Worcester, Mass. I learned that if you don't kill people while on Zoloft, at least you will think you did.
Mm.
And Alex from Westchester, today I learned that Norton would like to tussle Eddie's hair with a bat.
Oh, tussle.
Eric from Queens said he learned that it's 6:50 and he's still waiting for the Opie and Anthony show to start. come on. Chris, what's going on?
I learned Eddie was nothing but a Timmy Tale Teller.
And come on, hang out. Yeah, yeah. I knew that was. And I wait until.
God, they can't get that right.
Nah, it's just a silly thing.
Hey, Uncle John.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I learned that all you can say about the situation is, who's to know?
Who's to know?
All right,
man. Night, Petunia.
Very good. Well, we're going to do a real show tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't even read the paper today.
We have for one article.
We have so many things that we wanted to get to in the past 2 days.
Yeah.
That we have to get to tomorrow.
All right.
Well, we'll let Eddie have the last laugh.
There you go.
This is really him. And we'll see you tomorrow at Tree on most stations. Ha 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 about tomorrow on the show? We got to do I Remember You for Eddie the Murderer, because this is it for him. This is it for him.
He spiked. He, like, peaked and then went right back down again.
Put shelf life for Eddie the Murderer.
Yeah.
So we'll do a I Remember You tomorrow. All right?
Great.
When in New York City, stay at the Park Central Hotel, 870 7th Avenue near Broadway Theaters and Central Park, 1-800-346-1359.